and you're trying to improve yourself, but you're working with a different guy up the middle.
Yeah, Ty. He hasn't been here these last couple games, but he's good. He's an older guy, so he has more experience. I'm learning from him as much as he's learning from me. But it's just good to play with different people. You know, you get to understand the game a little better. You understand different plays better, how other people play. And Julian, he's fun to play with. I've become good buddies with him. He's a good guy. I like playing alongside him. That's all I got on that.
What? How do you see yourself? I say you're a line drive hitter with, to all fields. We've seen that a little bit. I mean, we're in this era where everybody seems to think you got to launch home runs, and yours just seem to come when you're getting good at bats.
Right. Yeah, I try to stay gap to gap, up the middle approach. But, yeah, sometimes if I get a ball middle in, I try to put a good swing on it, see how far I can hit it. But for the most part, I try to go up the middle, gap to gap. And here lately I've been struggling, but it'll be all right.
Well, I mentioned on the air one night, night before you had a couple of hits coming back, you'd struck out three times, and I had mentioned that the day before, Yelich struck out three times and then came back and hit a big bomb. So yeah. Everybody has those bad games. You don't show a difference in expression. This may not be anything you think of, but does that mean you're able to move on quickly, or do you lose sleep at night when you don't have a good night?
Definitely gets to me, but growing up, I used to be that real big guy that used to get mad all the time. But yeah, growing up, learning the game, you just gotta flush it. I mean, there's always gonna be the next day, the next pitch. So that's what I've learned. You're gonna get you another opportunity, and you're gonna prove yourself. I know I'm better than what I show, so it's all right.
Now, I haven't asked you about this. I'm now remembering when your family came from Texas, and that had to be great. And I'm sure it was fun for them, but I noticed a brother. I'm guessing he was younger, but a little bit bigger. Is there another Roop in the pipeline, baseball-wise?
Oh, yeah. My little brother is definitely taller than me. He's like 6 foot, but he's juggling basketball and baseball right now. He doesn't know what he wants to play, but he's got a lot of talent in baseball. I hope he chooses the baseball route.
What was it like to have your family come see you here? I mean, hey, it's hot in Texas, but you've been up here in the North State for a while now. Did they enjoy their trip? And, what was that like having them come?
Oh, yeah, having my family down here was awesome. I didn't really get to see them before I left, so it was cool to have them down here. I mean, we got to go to San Francisco, which was cool, but I just really wanted to play in front of them. They haven't got to watch me play in, like, over a year, so it was really nice to hit a home run in front of them and just play the game I love, and it was awesome.
All right, moving ahead, the rest of the summer, you have this weekend, a couple of weekends to follow to, try to accomplish what you wanted to accomplish this summer. One of the things you don't want to have to accomplish is fighting through the grind, bumps and bruises. Are you feeling like you can finish strong, and what do you want to do to finish strong?
Definitely the goal is to finish summer healthy, moving into the fall. But, yeah, just keep my body healthy and preventative maintenance. You got to do a lot of stuff so you can be healthy and not get hurt. That's the main goal, so get out of the summer healthy.
All right, well, we'll be watching the Greyhounds next year, see how they do to keep up with you and Jacob. And I got a feeling you're going to be playing ball for a long time. Thanks, Brendan, for taking the time out. Brendan Roop, our guest, a treat to sit down with him. We'll be back with the starting lineups for tonight's game in just a moment. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993 and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, plates piled high with happiness. Laughter time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, Black Bear feels like home.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to the ballpark. Brent Weber with you. And tonight, a beautiful night for baseball here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Appreciate you being with us. And it didn't get up to 100 today. 95 out at the ballpark tonight. And unlike Chicago, it's 95, and it feels like 95. So, you know, that's probably a little North State weather humor there for you. But either way, we appreciate you joining us tonight. Starting lineups are just being introduced. Colt 45s won a couple of good ones in a row. They've gotten solid pitching tonight. They will send Zach Billingsley out for his third start, and looks like he has earned a spot in the rotation. So you will find him starting game two of this four-game series tonight. He goes up against one of many players who plays for the Clark College Penguins in the Portland area. So the Colt 45 starting lineup looks, we may not quite have time to get through the whole thing, so we're going to pause for the national anthem coming up here in a second, but let's get ready to turn it over to our public address announcer so we can listen in to the national anthem.
You'll see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streamed. And the rocket glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home.
Beautiful rendition of the national anthem turned in tonight. Just about time to get started. Let's take a look at the starting lineups defensively. The Colt 45s out in the field tonight. It'll be Tanner Tweet back at first base tonight. Chris Brew will be doing the DHing tonight. Ty Brogdon out of Chico over at second base. The shortstop, Brendan Roop. Third base, Julian Kodama. In the outfield, left to right, Jacob Machuca out in left field. In center field, Tyler Thompson and Andy Baena out in right field. Behind the plate, Nick Horsley doing the catching. And on the hill, the young left-hander, Zach Billingsley, 5'8", 170 pounds. He'll be going into his sophomore year at Shasta College. He's out of PV High School, making his second consecutive start for the Colt 45s. And Zach is making his third start overall, his 11th appearance this summer, 32 and two-thirds innings. He has a 1-0 record and a 4.40 earned run average. He's a lefty and has really earned the opportunity to start as much as he can down the stretch here for the Colt 45s. They'll be taking on the Portland Stars, the Northwest Nighthawks in their league. Leading off, Jack Fletcher out in center field. Brooks Dyer is at shortstop tonight. Case Ogata at first base again. He's in the three spot. Cole Posey, who played short last night, is at second tonight. Connor Schaefer is their DH. He hits fifth. Brad Grant over at third base again. Jacob Cobb behind the plate doing the catching. Campbell Dace in left field and Carson Doyle in right field. The pitcher is Tyler Vickers. And Tyler Vickers, one of several players to play for the Penguins. That's right, the Penguins of Clark College in Portland. And looking at his statistics, he, as a freshman, he got an opportunity to do quite a bit of pitching. And we'll take, as I take a look at some of these stats for him, as a freshman, I know I have him here somewhere. There we go.
Tyler Vickers, a pretty big right-hander, and we'll learn a little bit more about him as we go. But he was 2-2 for his college this past year. Now we're ready to get it started for the Colt 45s again on a beautiful, beautiful Friday night. The second of four straight between these two teams. Glad you could be with us. So Zach Billingsley with the Colt 45s wearing the gold over the white tonight. White hats and black bill of the caps. The gold jerseys with black and white lettering and numbers. Zach Billingsley set to make the first pitch of the game to Jack Fletcher here at 7:15. It's over for a strike. So they start right on time tonight. Fletcher, a right-handed batter. He did not play last night. He's one of many players out of Clark College where their coach hails from as well. 0-1 pitch coming. Billingsley works from the stretch exclusively. There he shows his curveball early, and he will use those pitches. He'll use all of his pitches, but he throws a lot of that big breaking curveball. Sun still shining. Not much of a breeze. A little breeze in the stands as we've been getting here mid-season, mid-summer. Billingsley from the stretch again goes curve. Again, it bounces up there to Nick Horsley. Two balls and a strike to count. Tiger Field dimensions 320 down the left field line, 310 down the right field line. Center field is 406. The power alley is 358 to left center, 370 to right center. The manager of this team, Casey Dyer, is in the third base coach's box. Odie Hollingshead is in their first base coaching box. Carl Lind also serves as their pitching coach. That pitch was over for a strike. Now 2-2. Let's see what Zach goes with. Billingsley's pitch is a breaking ball, bounced towards short. Not too hard, but Roop Fields makes a smooth transition and throw, and out number one. With the leadoff hitter up, he didn't have time to take that one too leisurely and showed his gained experience out there at shortstop, I think. It's one of those where he might have, you know, taken a little more time earlier in the summer, but now realizing leadoff hitters mean they move fast. So Zach, 32 2/3 innings. He struck out 21, walked 13, lower ratio than many on the team in that category, the latter category. A 4.4 ERA, as mentioned earlier. His last start was a good one. The team eventually beat the Ringtails 16-15. And he pitched five innings and scattered three runs and just walked one, struck out three. Now standing in is Brooks Dyer, their shortstop. He hit leadoff for them last night. He got hit with a pitch and he walked, but did not get a hit. They only had three hits last night. Colt 45s only had five. Here's an 0-2. Swung on, hit pretty well towards left. Machuca came in at first. Now he's going to go back and turn around. And that one is about 15 feet up the net. A home run. So Dyer ran into one right down the pipe. And it's 1-0. Dyer out of Benedictine University. Obviously, his team's pretty excited about that. They wear the maroon tops with some white trim, numerals, and lettering, gray bottoms. And they wear a dark cap. Now standing in there, three-hole hitter, Case Ogata. Ogata was 0-4 last night. Billingsley's first pitch to him is a curveball, a little bit inside, 1-0. Ogata out of Boise State. One of the more experienced players on the team. Fastball, that one's over for a strike. We have a couple of players from Boise. Ogata actually out of Meridian, Idaho. Rocky Mountain High School. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Off speed, foul tipped it, 1-2. Just his early game shadow streaking, not a cloud in the sky. Plenty of time to still get out to the ballpark tonight if you'd like to come. There's a giveaway tonight, a Colt 45's refillable plastic mug. It's a really nice quality, and it's given courtesy World Telecom and Surveillance Incorporated. It's third base club night, so we appreciate the World Telecom and Surveillance in the third base club pavilion giving us a very cool glass. All right, that one's – he got him on the strikeout. While I was looking at my new mug, Ogata goes down, and that's out number two. That'll bring up Colt Posey, the second baseman. Posey went yard last night. He hit one over, and I mean deep onto Cypress Avenue, over the netting over the left field wall last night. It was the first hit allowed by Jacob Marquez at the time. He had thrown six and a third no-hit innings, and that kind of ruined the shutout and the no-hitter in one fell swoop. But as Jacob and I talked about it today, if you're going to do it, hey, might as well get that all taken care of at once. Off-speed misses away. Ball and a strike. Here's the 1-1. Bouncer at third foul. So Gatta did strike out swinging for the second out. Fletcher led off the inning, bounced to short, and then Dyer hit a long homer, then the Ogata strikeout. And here we are with Posey, a ball and two strikes in the count. The right-handed batter with a very wide stance at the start, then he brings it back and hits a high chopper to third. Kodama fields, throws, gets him. So they do get a run on a long home run by Brooks Dyer, but other than that, nothing to report. We'll head to the bottom of the first. Colt 45 is looking to come to bat, trailing 1-0. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome to tonight's game. Colt 45's trailing 1-0 in a long home run by the number two hitter in the Stars lineup, Brooks Dyer. So won't be a no-hitter or a shutout tonight. Got that part out of the way. And now we head on to the Colt 45's turn at bat. Leading it off is Tyler Thompson, Mr. Steady, Mr. Everything, I think, since he's joined this club. Tyler batting .318 in 31 games, 4 homers, 29 runs batted in, 26 walks, 12 times he's been hit with a pitch. His on-base percentage, .497. He has an OPS, that's on-base plus slugging, of 1.011. That is tops on the team. He's a sophomore to be at the University of Utah. Bunts the first pitch he sees, dead in the grass, infield hit. Bunt single for Tyler Thompson. It was a beauty, just dropped it on the third base line in that grass, and it was perfect. They never had a chance. So now you have the speedy Thompson, who leads the team with 17 steals on the year. He's at first. And Julian Kodama, the left-handed hitting third baseman, coming up. Here's the rest of the lineup. Brendan Roop is at short hitting third. Tanner Tweet, the first baseman tonight, bats cleanup. Chris Brew is the DH hitting fifth. Jacob Machuca's out in left field batting sixth. Nick Horsley hits seventh. Brogdon batting eighth, and Bayena hitting ninth. First pitch to Kodama is over for a strike. Julian has hit safely in all 17 games that he has played for the Colt 45s. And that's pretty impressive. He's batting .362 with no homers, a dozen runs batted in, and he too has very good speed, seven of them. He's not been called on to sacrifice. Has no sacrifice hits, bunts. And I think batting left and with his contact ability and Thompson's speed, it's really one of those where you just hope they get to a count where they can send the runner and Kodama can make contact. Because Julian has done just that. 25 hits and 69 at-bats, that 362 average. This one, bounce left side over the third baseman's head into left field for a base hit. So call it an 18-game hitting streak for Julian Kodama. Wow. So runners at first and second. Brendan Roop now comes to the plate with two on and nobody out. Roop batting .310, three homers, 31 runs batted in. And he said he's in a little bit of a slump. He was 0 for 4 last night. The right-handed hitter out of Fort Scott College. We had him in the pregame show tonight. It was a real pleasure. Very fine young man. He's waiting for the first pitch. He shows bunt and fouled it back or missed it. Either way, it's a strike 0-1. Believe, must have fouled it back. Roop has good power to all fields. But really, as he said, he's a gap-to-gap hitter. It's what he's looking to do, drive the ball up the middle or to right center or left center. Everything else falls into place. Took a pretty good cut at an off-speed from the big right-hander on the hill tonight. Vickers, Tyler Vickers, 6'3", 200 pounds out of Clark College. He's a Penguin. Working from the stretch now. High stirrups with the maroon stockings. At the belt, checks a runner at second. Now looks back to first, checks him again at second. Back to the plate, delivers, swung on line. That's short. Thompson driving back is going to be out there. He hit it on the nose, and sometimes that happens. So it's a line drive double play. Tyler knew it right away, and he immediately was heading back, but there was no chance. The second baseman got over there in a hurry, Cole Posey. That brings up Tanner Tweet now with two outs, and I'm still a man first who has good speed. Infield, or rather defensively, for the Stars, Case Ogata at first, Posey at second, Dyer at short, Brad Grant at third, the outfield, Campbell Dace, Jack Fletcher, and Carson Doyle left to right. They try to pick Kodama off, and the ball gets through. Brett Miller sends him on to second, so it'll be an error on the pitcher, usually. Unless they call the balk on the play. Umpire is now going out. Not sure what he's looking for, to see where the ball went. So there could be a ground rule issue over there. Let's see. It went through the fence, so. Okay. So it wasn't a balk, but the ball, with the ground rule, he would have been awarded second base anyway. So you heard the description by Jimmy Richens, the home plate. Thomas Hutler is on the bases again tonight. So Vickers on the hill, now man in scoring position for Tanner Tweet. See if he can do something with it. He's your cleanup hitter, right-handed batter. Tanner hitting .253, three homers, 10 runs batted in just 22 games since joining the club. Leads the club with three triples as well. Big guy, good opposite field power. Fastball away. 1-0. Tanner had one of the hits last night. But slowly but surely his average has been getting up there. He wasn't getting pitches to hit early and wasn't really in an offensive groove, but he was still getting on base. The kind of guy that still helps your team. Got a chance here with 1-0, that one missing low, 2-0 now, two outs in Kodama, who has good speed. So with Tweet being played pretty deep out in left field, you would assume a base hit should score Kodama with two outs. Tweet waits for the 2-0 hitter's count. Here it comes. He didn't like it, but it was a fastball over for a strike. Vickers at Clark. 31 and two-thirds innings as a freshman, 14 appearances. He started three games, was 2-2 with a 7.11 ERA, but not a whole lot of innings. Swung on, rolled up the middle, the second baseman. Shortstop comes over, throws to first. He didn't get him. Infield hitting the run will score as Kodama never stopped running. It was bang-bang over there at first, and Tanner just kept speeding down the line. Big guy can really motor an infield hit. It was hit slowly. The shortstop and second baseman both crossed out there, and the shortstop had the play. He had the better play and the throw going towards the bag. But it was hit so slow, I didn't think they were going to get him, and they didn't. So second infield hit of the inning, and it's 1-1. Give Kodama credit for hustling around and scoring. And that brings up Chris Brew. First pitch to him is over for a strike. Tweed has pretty good speed. As we've said, he's a big guy that runs well. Seven steals in just 22 games, throw over. Here's an 0-1 pitch coming. We can see now that the shade is pretty much covering the pitcher's mound. A little bit of little splash of light on the face. Brew tried to hold up. The umpire asked for help, and he did not hold up. It's 0-2. The right-handed hitting Brew standing in. Chris hitting 259, five homers, 35 runs batted in. Leads the club in RBI. That one's low. Brew standing in and waiting. He, too, has a fairly wide stance. A little open in that right-handed box and brings his foot up and waits on that pitch called strike three. So the Colt 45s scratch out one run in the first inning. They do it on three hits and another pretty well-hit ball. They do leave one man on base. We'll go to the top of the second. We're all tied at one. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the second, Zach Billingsley will face the 5-6-7 hitters in the Portland Stars lineup. Connor Schaefer, the DH, Brad Grant, the third baseman, and Jacob Cobb, the catcher. Schaefer out of Clark will be the first hitter. Long blonde hair down to his shoulders. 5'9", 190-pounder. Right-handed batter will stand in. Stocky guy. Did not play in last night's games. Played appearances this summer for them. Just 8 hits, all singles. And he's knocked in 6 runs. He has walked 10 times. So he opens for Zach Billingsley, the lefty. Tonight we have World Telecom and Surveillance, Inc. in the Third Base Club Pavilion. World Telecom and Surveillance, a leader in their industry, providing a wide range of services, including telecommunications, surveillance systems, access control, fiber optics, voice and data cabling, dial tone, and internet services. We'd like to welcome World Telecom and Surveillance for being our guests in the Third Base Club Pavilion tonight. They gave out some T-shirts to some of the folks here, yours truly included, and also the gifts at the door. Breaking ball on an 0-2 count. That one's over for a called strike three, second strikeout for Billingsley. So three pitches, one out. Brad Grant now will come to the plate. Grant, a right-handed batter. Grant did play last night. He had one of the three hits. He was one for three. Little guy, 5'8", 172 pounds out of Benedictine. Right-handed batter stands in. First pitch to him. Breaking ball. Bounce to third. Kodama down the line makes the backhanded grab. The long throw. He got him. A nice play. He stayed, kind of had to leave his feet, tumbled over, but quickly was able to right the ship and make the good, strong throw. One of the better plays we've seen over there this summer for out number two. That brings up Jacob Cobb, the catcher. Cobb didn't play last night. Right-handed batter. He's a 6'2 catcher out of Mount Hood College. Big, wide stance on this guy as well. Holds the bat closer to his chest, below his shoulders. And the first pitch, off speed, slow roller to short. Charging Roop, doesn't have much time, but makes the throw for out number three. So a couple of good defensive plays help Zach Billingsley here in the second. We'll go to the bottom of the second. It's a 1-1 game. Colt 45's baseball on KCNR.
You've heard, don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Here's another reason why.
Stephen P. with 5 Stars writes, "These guys are the best. If you're thinking of getting satellite in Northern California, call these guys. They're very nice and local, so you will get way better service than calling the corporate people. I worked with Doug, the owner, and I felt like I had a new friend when it was all said and done. I've had friends that have used B&T in the past, and on the strength of their recommendations, I became their customer. So this review is more like 5 people's reviews. Good people. Call them."
B&T Satellite will take the time to listen to your needs and work with you to give you the best TV experience. Your local premier Dish retailer. You owe it to yourself to not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second, Colt 45's tied at one with the Portland Stars. For the Colt 45's, coaches in the third base box is Biz, Justin Seidesma. Over in the first base box, Brett Miller. And the manager of the team, Barrett Fasking, Bill Plummer, the bench coach. And, of course, he and Rick Pacetti, the general manager of the team, longtime Major League Baseball players and longtime shining stars of the North State. Here comes Jacob Machuca to lead it off. He'll be followed by Nick Horsley and Ty Brogdon here in the second inning. Machuca, the left-handed batter out of Fort Scott College, also out of Texas, Corinth, Texas, in the Dallas area. Jacob hitting just 188, but just waiting to get dialed in. He's much better than that. He's really has injuries to both hands he's been dealing with. It's trying to come back from injury during the season as well. Learning to play outfield, but he's got some serious pop. A homer and 12 runs batted in. First pitch to him from the young right-hander. Swung on, hit well towards left center field. Will it be playable? Their left fielder going back. And he can't make the catch. It's off the wall. Machuca chugging into second with a lead-off double. If the wind was blowing at all, it would have been out of here to opposite field. It just kept going, though. He has that kind of power. So a lead-off double. They had a lead-off hit in the first as well when they scored a run. Brings up Nick Horsley. Nick didn't play last night, but was 2-for-4 the previous night with 3 runs batted in. Right-handed batter. So Nick's work, all of his work, has been paying off. A homer and 9 runs batted in on the summer. And ever since he schooled me on how to say the name of his school, Leverkin, like Hurricane High School in Leverkin, Utah. Hope I got that right. He'll be a junior this year. Asks for time. The right-handed pitcher, Tyler Vickers, kind of taking his time. Now he stands up on the rubber from the stretch, looks at second. Machuca has good speed for a big guy. Check swing from Horsley. It's over for a strike. They're thinking Nick might bunt. And he has been called to sacrifice on the season, but not sure that he was. I think he beat one of them out. So instead of having a sacrifice hit, he wound up with getting a hit out of that. So you'll take that over the sack. Good cut at the second pitch to him. Tied him up now, 0-2. Tyler Vickers, the right-hander for the Penguins, Hickory Ridge High School in Idaho. 0-2 pitch coming. Nope, it's not. Pitcher steps off the rubber. I had him originally from, where did I list Vickers from? I thought he was from Idaho. But they have him here as a, unless there's two Tyler Vickers and pitching for Clark, coming out of Hickory High School in Harrisburg, North Carolina. Well, there you have that. All right, as I'm looking at that, Machuca goes down on, or rather Horsley goes down on strikes, out number one. Second strike out of the game for Vickers. And it brings up Ty Brogdon. Brogdon still looking for his first hit with the Colt 45s. He's played in just three games since joining him. Right-handed batter at Feather River College. And Chico. First pitch to him is over for a strike. So Vickers getting out in front of him. The light's not on yet. Right field and the right side of the infield still kind of staring into the sunset. 0-1 pitch. That one's a little bit low, 1-1. It's a good idea, though. He didn't get Brogdon to chase. Ty has six at-bats. He's walked three times and been hit by a pitch, so he's making the most of trying to get into his groove. Now steps out. Going to look over the third base coach's box for the sign. And maybe Biz gave him that ever elusive hit the ball, get a base hit sign. You'd be surprised to see him bunting here. The right-handed batter is not. Oh, yes, he is. He showed bunt. 2-1. He showed it late. 2-1. Wherever you are, we appreciate you tuning in tonight from Tiger Field in Redding, California, Summer Collegiate Wood Bat Baseball. Jacob Machuca at second. Brogdon takes an off speed. That one's over for a strike. 2-2 now the count. Brogdon, right-handed hitter, chokes up on the bat all the time. Slightly open stance, pretty wide. Holds the bat high, swings and bounces it towards short. Third baseman cuts it off. Strong throw, high, pulls him off the bag, but he gets the tag on the chest of Brogdon. For out number two, Machuca hustles over to third. Well played by the first baseman, Ogata. So the fielder's choice moves Machuca over, and Brogdon out 5-3. Brogdon showed good speed getting down the line. And brings up Andy Bayena with two outs. He's come up with some clutch two-out hits in his second half of the season. He had one last night to bring in a run. He was 1-for-3 with an RBI. And on the season, Mr. Consistency is hitting .312, one homer, 22 runs batted in, second on the team in steals. Almost all of that from the nine hole. 27 runs scored, second on the club to Tyler Thompson. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Swings and misses the second one. It was right down the pipe. Thompson would hit next. Got a runner at third. He was at second with less than 2 outs, or second with nobody out. This one hits slowly towards short. Dyer has to hurry with the speed. Low throw. Dug out of the dirt. No siree. Bayena with great speed getting down the line. They rule it an error on the shortstop, and Machuca scores the second run. So it's 2-1 Colt 45s. He makes a clean throw there. It's bang, bang, but he gets Bayena. Oh, God, I couldn't bail him out on that one. So now you have good speed at first. You might think about putting Bayena in motion, testing out their catcher's arm. Haven't seen what kind of arm Cobb has behind the plate. But if you could get him in scoring position for Thompson, then all of a sudden you can make something extra happen. Not going first pitch, he showed bunt with 2 outs. He had a bunt single in the first. Tyler hitting a cool 318, 4 homers, 29 ribbies. Tyler was 0 for 2 last night, but he did. He was hit with a pitch. That one's bounced up there, so you don't need to steal. Bayena chugging on to second. Wild pitch. So you have a man in scoring position for Thompson. Thompson, the left-handed batter out of University of Utah. Looking forward to following these guys next season. See how they do in college. That's the deal every year. You kind of expand the Colt 45's family every year. Sometimes you get guys that come back for a second year. Sometimes more. But usually they get their good summer year in, get ready for their next big season. Swung on at their colleges. Foul back, out of play. So 2-1 the count. Colt 45s have scored one here with 2 outs, with a little help from the Stars with their error. 2-1, excuse me, the pitch coming to Thompson. That one's up and away, 3-1. Colt 45s have had to work hard for their runs in the past week or so. It's good to see them get a couple early. 3-1 pitch. Changeup missed away. It was really a big curve that went flat in all four. So Thompson draws the walk. That's the first walk issued by Vickers. And they now have speed at first and second. Their manager heading out to have a little chat with Vickers, his young right-hander, calling in all of his infield, probably just to calm them down. They're all very young, a lot of young kids on that team, on both of these teams. Colt 45's Julian Kadama due to come up next. Colt 45's again tomorrow night, same two teams, same pregame show start at 7, first pitch at 7:15, and then Sunday night, Portland Stars will be here for the last time to finish up the four-game set. That one, pregame show begins at 6, first pitch at 6:15. You can also come out to the ballpark and enjoy. Tomorrow night is high school reunion night, recognizing years in schools. You can come as a group and get $1 off a ticket tomorrow night for reunion night. And then the 21st is Little League night. You softball and baseball players, if you wear your uniforms, you get in free. Youth softball and baseball players wearing their uniforms will get in free with an adult. Has to be with them, I'm sure. That's coming up on the 21st, which is Sunday night. So now we're ready to get back to action as Kadama stands in. He got a hop single, hit it hard, and just bounced over the third baseman's head for a base hit back in the first inning and eventually scored the game's first run. He has 2 on, 1-0 pitch. That one's away, 2-0. Nobody throwing in their bullpen. There's been an error in each inning that has figured into the miseries for the Stars so far. 2-0 pitch now to Kodama. Low and away, 3-0. Julian building on that 362 average coming in, so it's up a notch with that hit in the first. His 18th straight game with a hit, and he's played 18 games for the Colt 45s. That 3-0 pitch is over. 3-1. Well, it looked as though they weren't going to do anything with that leadoff double by Machuca. He hit it off the wall to the opposite field. Horsley struck out, and Brogdon grounded to third. But eventually, Andy Baena's reached on an error, and the run scored. Runners are going. Ball four. Doesn't matter. Bases are now loaded.
Number four. Brogdon.
Now Brendan Roop comes up with a chance to do something big for the Colt 45s. Right-handed batter. Has a lot of pop. First pitch to him. Oh, he took a cut. Missed it. 0-1 the count. Bases are loaded for Roop. He does have a grand slam this year. 0-1 pitch. Swings and not going to get one here. Pops it up. Right side. Second baseman calls it. He'll make the catch. A little snow cone action, but he squeezed it for out number three. Colt 45s do add another run in the second inning. One run on one hit, an error, and three men left on base. We go to the top of the third. Colt 45s up 2-1 on the visiting Portland Stars. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the third, Colt 45's on top 2-1 over the Portland Stars. Brent Weber, thanks for joining us on another broadcast from beautiful Redding, California. Lovely night for action. Yeah, it was in 95 today, but no problem. No humidity to speak of, and probably a great day to hit the lake, enjoy the summer, and a great night for baseball. Nice crowd on this Saturday night. So Zach Billingsley getting his third start of the season. The left-hander facing the 8-9-1 hitters, Campbell Dace, Carson Doyle, and Jack Fletcher, the leadoff hitter. Dace, right-handed batter, long, curly brown hair, big kid. Takes a swing at the first pitch, pops it up, left side. Kodama and Roop converging. Kodama calls it, makes the catch in foul territory for out number one. That brings up Carson Doyle. Doyle didn't play last night. Dace did not play either. Doyle, one of their more experienced players out of Benedictine University, 6'2", 210, right-handed hitter. Just a little bit of sun streaking on the field, so the lights are warming up here at Tiger Field. Off-speed misses away, 0-1. Doyle has not played a lot for them this summer, just his third game. Just a couple of at-bats. Nothing to show for it yet. Takes that pitch inside. 2-0. No breeze at all. If there had been one blowing out to left, Machuca's double would have been gone. That was back. That was last half inning. There's a 2-0 pitch over for a strike, right along the knees. AAA will be keeping an eye on the Sacramento game tonight. This one popped up. Will it stay in play? Right side. Horsley and Tweet Tweet in front of the dugout for the Stars makes the catch for out number two. See, have two foul outs to start things, one on each side. That brings up Jack Fletcher, their leadoff hitter. He's a shortstop, playing shortstop tonight. Didn't play last night. And he's played in 25 games for them this summer, leads in plate appearances. He's hitting .291 this summer with a .791 OPS. It's pretty good. Five doubles, no homers, 11 runs batted in. Again, he bounced to short to start the game off. This first pitch he sees this time, he laces into left field in the hole on the left side for a base hit. So they have a two-out single. That's just their second hit. Their first hit was this guy coming to bat now, Brooks Dyer, the slender right-handed batter, jacked a long home run into the net in left field in the first. It was one of those no doubt about it. Sometimes you just got to turn and watch. It was one of those. They had one of those last night as well. Not hurting anybody right now. 2-1 lead for the Colt 45. Takes the first pitch. Runner was wandering off. Now the throw down to second. He'll be in safely. I'm not sure if he'll. I don't think he was going, so it'll probably just go down as perhaps an error on the catcher. We'll see what they score it. Could have been a pass ball. Could have been an error. Either way, it moves the runner to second. Ball, no strikes. Dyer waits. Billingsley from the stretch, as always. That one's a little high. So he's fallen behind a couple of guys. After getting the first guy to swing right out of the gate. Here's the 2-0 on Dyer. Off speed again, hit towards third, off of Kodama's glove into foul territory. It is a fair ball, rounding third, coming to the plate. Horsley puts the tag on him, and he's out. Kodama ran it down and showed off his arm. It glanced off his glove, was hit sharply down the line. He tried to backhand it. That was the only play, but he raced to get to it, and Fletcher has good speed. He tried to just chug home and didn't get there. So a 5-2, well executed, out three, nobody's hurt. Dyer goes down on a fielder's choice. So actually, well, they might have given him a hit on that. We'll just have to see what scoring is. But either way, no runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left on base. We will go to the bottom of the third. Colt 45's up 2-1 here on KCNR.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Back in action, bottom third, first two pitches to Tanner Tweet are up from the right-hander Tyler Vickers, so he has a good 2-0 count to start it off. Colt 45's leading 2-1.
here in the bottom of the third. Lights are coming on at the ball field and fouls that one away on a 2-0 count. Yeah, you heard one of the traditions, the loudspeaker keeping up with those foul balls here. Fans love it. So Tweed stands in, 2-1 count, right-handed batter. And the delivery, some kind of, might have been a knuckle curve or a change on the curve, and bounced it up there, 2-2. Tweed knocked in a run with that infield hit in the first. It was a bouncer up the middle. You put it in play, and good things can happen. That happened with two outs. Swings at this one. Pops it out of play again, right side this time. At the end of last inning, by the way, they gave Dyer a single. That's the right call. And Fletcher was put out 5-2, as I said. Here's the pitch. That's an off-speed up, 3-2. No action in either bullpen. I mean, Vickers gave up some hard-hit balls in the first, a couple of them. Big double to start things off in the second. Walked a couple of guys. That hurt him. Swung on, popped right side. Foul territory, and it will fall in front of Doyle. Count stays full. So Tweet will walk back, catch his breath, and stand in with a full count. Fly by for the one of the flock of geese who love to christen the field. I hope they don't. Boy, that would be horrible to get goose-bombed if you're out in the field. They come swinging by right about now, probably coming over from the nearby river. That's ball four. So the leadoff guy's been on each inning for the Colt 45s. Thompson had a bunt single in the first, and Machuca's double. And now here in the third, Tweet's walk. Immediately takes a good lead. Brew standing in. And Brew awaits the pitch, breaking ball, over for a strike. Chris watched strike three in the first. They saw he didn't like the breaking ball, and they just brought it right back to him until he can prove he can do something with it. Let's see what they get and what they give him and what he does with it. Runner fakes going. Again, change up. That was inside. Pitcher holding up his hands, wanting to know why he didn't get the strike, because it was inside. 1-1. Machuca on deck. Nobody out. Tweet at first. Brew at the plate. Good opportunity again for the Colt 45s. They put one on the board each of the first two innings. Fastball fouled back. 1-2 the count. Oh, you can hear Rick's working the crowd. We have a great promotion out here where you can buy raffle tickets to earn a box seat, or rather a, I think they're very good seats to a Giants game coming up. That one fouled back out of play. So that's, you can come out to the ballpark and you can buy the tickets. That's what Bricks, they have those available to purchase every night. With the season winding down, want to make sure that enough people that want to get in on that raffle get a chance. And they'll select the winner on Fan Appreciation Night, which is a big night, the finale on August 3rd. 1-2 pitch coming for Chris Brew. Tweet a good lead. Not running. Swung on, missed. So Machuca comes to the plate now, and Jacob had that double we told you about. Went the opposite field last time up. Jacob! He just looks like a warrior walking up there, like he's a guy you just know is waiting to dial in with that bat. Got a smile on his face as the home plate umpire said something to him, Jimmy Richens. Probably about just having that wall power. Yep, just kept going, just didn't quite go out. But he wound up scoring the game's second run. First pitch is over but low. 1 and 0. Vickers showing some signs of being frustrated out there. Looks at his third baseman, and many of these guys play together in college. Tweet a good lead. And the left-handed batter waits. Vickers takes his time. Fastball misses away. 2 and 0. Vickers, a big kid, as I mentioned. Tweet's showing some signs of moving, but he's not. That one's low 3-0. Now you might as well just wait it out, see if he'll continue to struggle with strikes. He's thrown 56 pitches now, and 23 of them balls. I mean, we are only in the third inning. 56 pitches is a lot in the third. Just one out. Let's see if he's got the green light. 3-0. Doesn't matter. It's ball four. And Tweet hustling down to second. In the event that ball got further away than it did. It didn't. That brings up Nick Horsley. Nick struck out in the second. Looking to get back on the Horsley horse. He's had three or four games really showing signs of improvement at the plate. Let's see if he can do that again here. Right-handed batter, stocky, strong, not stocky, strong right-handed hitter out of Laverkin, Utah. Shows bunt, pops it up, third base side, third baseman and pitcher converge. Pitcher catches it for the out. Boy, there was almost a full-speed collision there, but they're okay. All hands safe. So Nick didn't get the job done there. That's the second out. Brings up Brogdon, who bats the third in the second. See if Vickers will get off the hook again. They left the bases loaded in the second and scored just one run. A little change up inside, over for a called strike. Baena would hit next if Brogdon can produce. The lights are now on at the field. Here's the 0-1 coming. Brogdon from Vickers. Pitches a curve, swung on, foul back, 0-2. Colt 45s won last night 4-1. They had their first shutout of the season last Sunday. So the pitching has really done the job for them recently. That one fouled back. They're starting pitching. And tomorrow we expect it to be Eamon Velarde to start. And Kronowski, who had that, was the winner in that shutout victory, combined with Akins for the shutout, will go on Sunday. Here comes the 0-2. Curveball swung on, hit well down the line to left. Fair or foul, it is hooking foul. Just got a little bit out in front on it. Right-hand batter out of Chico. He's trying to get dialed in using a black Colt 45's wood bat. Let's see what Vickers brings. Gets the sign. Tweets at second. Machuca at first. Big guys that run well. With two outs, they'll be going at the crack of the bat. Swung on. Pop towards center. Fletcher coming on the second baseman and shortstop go back. Shortstop will make the catch. It did not carry at all. And that is out number three. So no runs, no hits. A couple of walks. Those men left on base will go to the top of the fourth. Colt 45's still holding that 2-1 lead over the Portland Stars. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation.
I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. Colt 45's up 2-1. Zach Billingsley pitching well. He's given up just a couple of hits. One of them was a big bomb in the first. That's really the only thing to talk about. Last inning ended with a strong throw from third by Kadama on a ball that had glanced off his glove to nail a runner trying to score all the way from second. Two runs, four hits, no errors for the Colt 45s through three. 1-3-2 for the Portland Stars. Triple-A baseball, Sacramento in Tacoma leading Tacoma 5-1, that's in the fourth. And thought that we might see Menez, Bill Plummer's grandson, pitching tonight, but he's not pitching tonight. We still try to bring you that Triple-A score anyway. We'll get you some Major League scores coming up here in a little bit, too. Right-handed batter leading it off. It's Case Ogata. He struck out in the first, takes the first pitch over for a strike. Ogata was 0-for-4 last night, as mentioned. He awaits the pitch from Billingsley. Trying to make the most of his insertion into the starting rotation. Ogata hitting .298 for them on the summer. He's playing in his 17th game. He has four doubles, two homers, 10 runs batted in. Flips the bat round and round, now waits. Billingsley with the 0-2 pitch coming. Let's see if it's off speed. Big curve. Outside, 1-2. Didn't miss by much. Tried to get him to fish for it. Didn't succeed. And yes, you hear people in the background saying beer, beer. He's the beer batter. After he struck out in the first, he was anointed such. So the adults here would get a discount on their beer this inning if he were to go down on strikes. 1-2. Breaking ball. That one was a little up. 2-2. Takes a deep breath after he steps out. Now climbs back in the batter's box. And Billingsley with those high stockings. Big leg kick. Strides and delivers. Didn't miss by much. Inside. A little bit high. 3-2. Giants and Mets. Scoreless in the fourth. Oakland leads Minnesota 5-3. Miami up 1-0 in L.A. over the Dodgers. Seattle shutting out the Angels 5-0 in the fourth. Those are your West Coast scores. Swung on, fouled left side, just to the left of the bag. It was hit on the nose. It would have been extra bases if it were 1 foot to the right. So Ogata trying to make something happen after being behind in the count. Here's 3-2. Billingsley from the belt. Kick and deliver. Bounces it up there. Ball four. Ogata will go down to first. And they have just their third base runner of the game. His first walk issued. And it'll bring up Cole Posey. Posey's got sneaky power. He hit that big long home run last night. As you can see that he's got some big, incredibly thick thighs up there for, you know, a guy that's not super short.
So he's generating some power from the core, as they like to say. Ogata not a big lead at first. Billings has a pretty good pickoff move. Horsley a good arm. But with that breaking ball, and if Zach doesn't use the slide step, well, they may feel like they can get a jump. Ogata does not have a big lead. Swung on. Bloop towards left center field. Thompson coming over, and it'll fall in front of him for the third hit of the game. It wasn't smoked or anything, but it just happened to fall in the right spot. Ogata had to hold it second. Nobody out and two on. Biggest jam of the game for Billingsley. It brings up Connor Schaefer, who watched a called third strike in the second. Schaefer's right-handed batter wearing a long sleeve on his right arm. I mentioned long blonde hair past his shoulders, almost down to his numeral on his back. Showing bunt here early. Squares. Tweet was charging in. That was over for a strike. Billingsley, pretty good bunch of fans have made their way from Portland, sounds like, in the crowd tonight. Glad they're here. That was a called strike. Not even sure he offered at it. I think it was just a called strike. Billingsley would have to handle a bunt down the third baseline. Tweet's charging from first. He's showing bunt again early. And it hit him! Well, that wasn't what Billingsley wanted to do. Zach, not happy, turns his back to the infield. It was not what he wanted. So Zach and big trouble now. Bases loaded, nobody out. First hit batter of the game. And their manager's wanting to make sure he's okay. It hit him in the meat of the backside, so I think he's okay. He's giving a sign now to his hitters. Brad Grant comes to the plate. He bounced to third in the second. Nice play on that one by Julian Kodama to get him out. Two-one game. That lead in jeopardy right now with the bases loaded, nobody out. Zach Billingsley having to work out of it. That's a starter's job. Big kick. Fastball bounced up the middle. One run's going to score. Roop kicks it, and that means all hands are safe. It was going to be a tough play anyway. I'm not sure he had a chance to get him, but they ruled an error. Run scores. So it winds up being, at this point, would be an unearned run. It was a tough one. It was a plate bouncer. He had to charge. He was going to have to make it a bang-bang play, and it just kind of bounced out of the webbing of his glove. So that was a tough error, but one I know Brendan thinks he should make. So Grant's now at first. We're tied up at two. Schaefer at second. Posey at third. Still nobody out. And Jacob Cobb, the catcher, who was thrown out on a good play by Roop in the second to end that frame, takes the first pitch over. Inside for a ball 1-0. Judge hit a home run tonight for the Yankees. Get some of those other scores for you. Finals, Chicago beat San Diego 6-5 earlier today. As the 1-0 delivery from Billingsley is swung on, bounced left side. Roop backhand has to go to first, his only play. And he goes, oh, no! Tweet couldn't hold on to it. On the stretch, the ball popped out of Tweet's glove. Ouch. So the Colt 45s having some defensive burps here in the fourth. That makes it 3-2 as Posey scored. It was the only play he had, and he had him. But that's going to be an error on Tweet. Campbell Dace now at the plate. He fouled out last inning to start things off to third baseman Julian Kodama. some of those other scores I mentioned, non-West Coast scores. Well, it's still a West Coast game. Cubs beat Padres 6-5. Strop over Stammen. Kimbrel got the save. Machado, Naylor homered for San Diego. Rizzo, wow, he had a big grand slam. I saw that one. And Baez also homered. Swings through that off speed. 1-1. Orioles beat the Red Sox 11-2. Means over Price. Phillies beat the Pirates 6-1. Nicasio over Rodriguez. Irvin the save. Yanks 8-2 over the Rockies. We mentioned Judge homering. Encarnacion also homered. 29th for him. 8-2 the final over the Rockies. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Took something off that curve. Swung on, missed. 1-2. That was at Yankee Stadium, by the way. Cardinals edge the Reds 12-11. Reds got two in the bottom of the eighth, two in the bottom of the ninth to make it interesting. Walk over Hughes, Martinez the save. Cardinals scored 10 in the sixth, and they held up. Yeah, you can hear the shaved ice. It's popular again tonight behind me. And batter asks for time as Billingsley takes his time, getting the signal from his catcher, Horsley. Indians beat the Royals 10-5, Bieber over Montgomery. Blue Jays down the Tigers in Detroit, 12-1. Stroman over Zimmerman. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Billingsley. The base is still loaded, still nobody out. Bounced it up there. Horsley blocked it, 2-2. White Sox over the Rays, 9-2. Lopez over McKay. Braves edge the Nationals, 4-3. Jackson over Rodney. And the Astros beat the Rangers 4-3. Verlander got his 12th win over Minor. Osuna got his 21st save. 2-2. Count here. Billingsley asks for another sign. Flip revolves his glove, kind of spins it. Or not spins it, no. Just went, yeah, yeah, yeah. Didn't get the signal that Horsley was giving him. So batter steps out. Now stands back in. 2-2 count. Bases are loaded. Nobody out. Two errors in this inning. There should be two outs based on that. Here's the pitch. Curve swung on and missed. He struck him out. The strikeout number 3 of the game for Billingsley. And it brings up Carson Doyle. Doyle fouled out to the first baseman in the third. Colt 45's fans kind of grumbling a little bit right now, but let's see if Billingsley can pitch his way out of this without any further damage. By all accounts, really after walking a guy, giving up a hit, and then hitting a guy, he's done, he's gotten the balls in play that should have gotten him out of this. That pitch misses, ball no strikes to the right-handed hitter. Here comes the 1-0 delivery. That one's over for a strike. Colt 45's have a little action in the bullpen. Jordan Akins out there throwing or getting his arm loose. I don't know if he's throwing yet, just stretching, looking in from the bullpen. And here's a 1-1 pitch now coming. Still just one out. Couldn't get him to chase the fastball up, 2-1. I mean, he's gotten the ground balls. A couple of foul, other beyond a couple of foul outs and the strikeouts, he has 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 what would be ground outs if not for those two errors. Here's the 2-1 curveball over for a strike, 2-2. Fans like that. Hope they can see what Billingsley can do. If he can get out of this thing, that'd be something. Still just one out. Doyle awaits the 2-2 pitch. Curveball, didn't miss by much. It was a little outside, I guess. Zach's ball strike ratio a little bit higher than usual. 34-20. 54 pitches right now here in the fourth. Now Akins starting to toss, get loose out in the pen.
Here's the payoff. For the bases loaded, swung on foul, that bat. No place to put him. Thompson plays, as always, shallow in center. They're pretty shallow in right field as well with Doyle, their number nine hitter at the plate. Here's the 3-2. Oh, it gets past Horsley. One run's going to score. It's ball four anyway. And it's now 4-2. Schaefer scores. Those are going to be unearned runs now. Not that it matters. Run's a run. Barrett Fasking out to have a chat with his little lefty. That gives Akins a little more time to get loose, get ready. Nobody thrown in their bullpen. I mean, Zach was pitching well through three, but walked the leadoff hitter Ogata. Then Posey singled, and Schaefer was hit with a pitch when he was bunting. Grant then reached on an error by the shortstop. Roop on a tough play. It was a plate bouncer. He couldn't glove, and it wound up being ruled an error, and a run scored there. And then Cobb should have been out on the throw to first. A run would have scored, but the ball popped out of Tweet's glove. And now their number nine hitter gets walked with the bases loaded. Walks kill. They certainly do. So Fasking is done chatting to his young lefty. Goes back into the dugout, and the leadoff hitter Jack Fletcher comes to the plate. Fletcher singled in the third, grounded to short in the first. He's 1-for-2. He's the guy who was thrown out at the plate trying to score with two outs on a ball that had glanced off the glove of Kodama into foul territory, and Kodama raced it down and threw him out. First pitch to him is over for a strike, so it's now 4-2. Doyle at first, Cobb at second, Grant at third. Nice light breeze now blowing in a little bit, but not enough to affect anything out on the field. Off speed, swung on, blooped towards center. Thompson coming in, he won't make the catch. One run will score. They'll hold the runner there. Thompson throw on the mark to his cutoff man. Makes it 5-2. Biz looks down to the bullpen to see if Akins is ready. Varick Fasking looking for that same information. And I think we might have a pitching change. Let's see. He's calling time, and that'll be it for Zach Billingsley, who deserves a little bit of a better fate, I think, tonight. He almost got out of this thing in the fourth, but the single chases him, and he's the ninth hitter coming up of this inning. Barrett Fasking wanting to go to the bullpen. We'll tell you about Jordan Akins when we return on KCNR.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse. A timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love, all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalenikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. Four films, four Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Still just one out here in the fourth inning as the Stars have batted around. Brooks Dyer, the shortstop, coming up now. The base is loaded. He is the ninth hitter of this inning. He will face Jordan Akins, making his team-leading 15th relief appearance.
Jordan has thrown 30 innings, 39 hits. He has struck out 32 in those 30 innings. A 1-1 record, no saves, a 4.80 earned run average. He's a 5'9 right-hander with a very good fastball. He's developed a good change and the curve. Of course, out of Foothill High School, played with Billy Plummer at Foothill, going into his sophomore year at Shasta. The bearded right-hander, long hair, just to his top of his shoulders, stands in. And he will face a guy that homered back in the first. Dyer is one for two. Here's the first pitch to him, a fastball over for a strike there. First look at Akins, who's a completely different look from Billingsley. Zach is an off-speed guy. Akins has excellent pop on his fastball and a much quicker delivery. That one misses inside, 1-1. So for Zach, 3 1/3, 5 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. The guys on base belong to him. 1-1, that one inside, 2-1. But the Stars scored 4 runs here in the fourth. Colt 45's bats are going to have to do the job tonight. That one's up. 3-1. No room for him now. Jordan last pitched on Sunday, completed that shutout along with, am I right there? Yeah, didn't he pitch in that game? I got to go back and find it. He's been so valuable out of the bullpen. This one bounced foul left side. He finished the game. Kronowski went 8 innings, gave up 4 hits and no earned runs, a walk and 8 strikeouts. And then Akins came in and struck out 2 in his inning of shutout work. And they could use that same type of result here. 3-2, the payoff pitch with the bases loaded and 1 out. Akins' fastball fouled back. So Dyer's seen that. Now let's see if he can get on it. If Akins, what he will deliver. If he'll stay with it or go with the changeup. He's worked very hard to develop a good change this summer. Looks in. Has the sign and delivers fastball again, but this one was low. He walked in a run. Fans don't like it. Second run to be walked in this inning. Cobb scores. Doyle goes to third. Fletcher at second. Dyer at first. And now we have the 10th batter of this inning. And it's Case Ogata who walked to start it off. Nobody throwing in the Colt 45's pen right now. So it's Akins' job to get out of this mess. Still just 1 out. They'd love a ground ball, although they've had a couple of them. This one swung on, hit pretty well to right, but Baena has a beat on it. He comes up throwing. The runner is tagging. Goes to the cutoff. He scores easily. It was hit deep and sharp and didn't have any chance to get him. Dave Parker with the Pirates might have gotten him back in the day. I don't even know about that. So it's a sac fly and an RBI. That makes it 7-2. Now you have 2 outs. Scoring from third was Doyle. The other runners had to hold their ground. And that's what hitting the cutoff man does. It keeps them from moving up bases. Brings up Cole Posey, who has power as well. The little right-handed batter comes in. He singled and scored earlier this inning. First pitch is over for a strike. Well, the bad news is it's a 6-run inning, but the good news is there's a lot of baseball left to be played with the Colt 45s. See if they can answer. Here's the 0-1. Fastball hit towards short, bounce there. Root fields, pumps and throws, and didn't get him. Now they've got the runner caught off third. Horsley runs him back, and he'll tag him out for the third out. But, boy, they got a break. Brendan did that where he pumped, and he didn't have time to do that. That allowed Posey to beat it out. They gave him a hit, and the runner is actually caught off third. trying to, obviously, he would have scored. So that's out number three. They got a whole bunch of hits. They got six runs in this thing. One, two, three. Only three hits. There were two errors, three walks, and two hit batters. And that's not a good inning. So you got to put this one behind you, Colt 45s, and see if you can take advantage of your at-bats and get back in this thing. It's 7-2 heading to the bottom of the fourth on KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Back to action here. Bottom of the fourth, Andy Baena will lead it off. Reached on an error by the shortstop in the second. Colt 45s find themselves now down 7-2. Andy showed bunt. Pulled back. It was bounced up there 1-0. Hey, some good news earlier today. Peyton Edwards made it official. He signed his letter of intent to continue his collegiate baseball career. After 2 years at Shasta College, he's heading to Cal State Monterey. Monterey Bay. This pitch bounced to third. Well fielded and the long throw to first. They get Baena easily out number one. Brings up Tyler Thompson, had a bunt single in the first and then was caught off on a line drive to the shortstop. A double play. It turned into a double play. He walked and was stranded when the Colt 45s left the bases loaded in the second. He can't afford to do that again tonight. Trailing now by five. Here's the fastball. He bunts it, drags it up the first baseline. The pitcher is on it, throws, and he got him. Wow. Just needed to get it past the pitcher. And well played by the right-hander, Vickers. That was the key. He had to get it past the pitcher or closer to the line. He just tried to drag it up the first baseline, couldn't get there. So 1-3, second out of the inning. And Julian Kadaman out of the plate. Kadaman extended his season-long hitting streak in the first. He's been on base both times. He walked in the second. First pitch to him was that cutter over for a strike. One now as he misses the second pitch. Still no action in their bullpen. Vickers now has a pretty good lead. He'd thrown an awful lot of pitches early. He's up to 68 now. He's really gotten it together the last four or five batters. Brendan Roop is in the on-deck circle. He would like to hit. And here's the 1-2. That's a fastball inside, 2-2. Vickers, 2-2 delivery. This one's looped towards left field. Good piece of hitting. Base hit for Kodama. Takes a big turn down at first. He just went with a pitch right where it was thrown and lopped it into left field. So you have a two-out single for Kodama. And that brings up Brendan Roop, who lined into that double play in the first. Had a much different at-bat in the second when he popped out to the second baseman to end it. Let's see what he can do this time. Tyler Vickers has had base runners on against him in each inning. Fastball swung on. Foul left side. Might have broken his bat. Yeah, he's going to have to get another club. Never like that. But Brandon hustling over. Vickers has thrown 21 innings for them, has appeared in 7 games. This is his 4th start. No record this summer. He's allowed 19 hits and 9 earned runs, struck out 16, walked 13 coming in, and a good 3.86 earned run average. Good summer numbers, and we've seen that after that first inning. First couple of innings, he got in some trouble, but he's been able to get out of it. Change up, missed on the swing of the curveball, throw to second. Kodama almost thrown out down there. He hit some slow dirt or something, hit a sand pit because the wheels were turning and they just weren't getting him anywhere. That'll wind up being a wild pitch. He swung and missed at it, so it's 0-2 now on Roop. Brennan will have to guard the dish. Here comes the 0-2 delivery. First base open now with Kodama at second and 2 outs. Fastball, just tried to stay alive, fouls it right side, 0-2. That's just exactly what he did there. Call that protecting the dish. And he mentioned that he didn't get to play a lot this freshman year, but he played enough to lead his team in multi-hit games. So when he played, he delivered. He hit 320-something for Fort Scott as a freshman. That one's bounced up there. Heading to third, Kodama. The throw gets by the third baseman and into left field. Kodama will come in to score. It's 7-3. And that's where, you know, teams that play together an awful lot, the third baseman comes in. You see that an awful lot of times. The third baseman just can't handle the throw with the batter arriving there. It's a tough play because it's very difficult to practice. You see that handled completely differently at the professional level because they've got more time. Roop laces one but foul left side. I think he likes that bat. 1-2 the count. Right-handed hitter, standing in. 7-3 now, base is empty for Brendan. And here's the pitch. Breaking ball up, 2-2. Beautiful night tonight. Orange hue on the sunset. Hope you're comfortable wherever you are out there in baseball land. 2-2 pitch. Tweed is on deck. He would like to bat. Swung on. He missed it, but it gets away from the catcher. Cobb fields it, throws it down to Ogata at first to complete the strikeout for out number 3. But the Colt 45s do get one run on one hit. There was an error, a throwing error, that brought in Kodama with the run, and nobody left on base. We'll go to the top of the 5th. It's Portland 7. Reading 3, you're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, we'll go to the top of the 5th inning. The Colt 45s need to hold it right there. Jordan Akins came in with one out last inning and
He did give up a walk and a sack fly, but they wound up getting out of it without any further to do. The right-hander out of Shasta College. He pitched in 13 games for Shasta last year. Stands in against a guy that has longer hair than him. I think Jordan's is better kept. That's just my opinion. Ouch! The first pitch hit him. That's the second time Schaefer's been hit with a pitch. Ouch! And that was a fastball, too. And that one probably hurt. And he hit him, or he was hit with a pitch when he was trying to bunt in the fourth. So the Colt 45s have allowed the leadoff hitter again to reach. Second inning in a row, and didn't turn out well last inning. Throw over to first. No word on whether or not Grant has speed on the bases. But it brings up, Schaefer on the bases. Grant reached on an error. The shortstop, this one bounced to short. Root quickly over to second. Low throw gets away from Brogdon, and all hands are safe. Colt 45 is kind of melting down defensively here this last couple of innings. So that's an error on a potential, probably not a double play ball, because Grant got down the line pretty well, but potentially. That was a shortstop's error. Grant reaches on a fielder's choice, but both times, Grant bounced it to Brendan, and this time he couldn't handle the throw. The throw was low here. Is Jacob Cobb also reached on an error in the fourth. He was robbed on a good play by Roop. He goes to bunt. They go to third for the fourth. They get that one there. Akins with a good throw over to Kadama. So the bunt doesn't work. They get Schaefer at third, 1-5 for the first out. Grant's at second. And Cobb at first on another fielder's choice. That brings up the right-handed hitter, Dace, who fouled out in the third, struck out in the fourth. That was against Zach Billingsley. Swings and misses the first one. Here comes an 0-1 delivered from the right-hander Akins. Just one out. And that one misses. 1-1. Colt 45s have hurt themselves this last couple of innings. Akins looks to second. Now delivers. Fastball up. 2-1. Carson Doyle is playing in his 15th game for them this summer, hitting .214 for them. Does have a homer and 5 runs batted in. Excuse me, that's the guy on deck. Campbell Dace is the guy at the plate. Swings and misses that one, 1-2. Dace is playing in his 19th game. He has struggled. Does not have a homer. Only 1 run batted in, but he does have a double among his hits. Here's a 2-2 pitch coming from Akins. Didn't like the first one. Now he says, yep, I got it. Shakes his head, yep. Now the bell. The 2-2. Akins fastball. Misses outside 3-2. Jordan has been a valuable, valuable contributor for this team out of the pen. He could easily be getting some of these starts, but the Colt 45s have needed him in middle and late innings. 3-2 pitch, swung on, hit sharply towards third, but foul. Well, the big inning was the fourth, last inning, when they sent 11 to the plate and scored 6, and that's where we stand, 7-3, Colt 45s have some work cut out for them. You want to keep it right here, still just one out. Men on first and second.
And Aikens payoff delivery to Dace. Misses high. Tried to come with a off-speed, and it sailed on him. Ball four, bases now loaded. So Grant is at third, Cobb at second, and Dace at first for the walk. That is the second walk issued by Aikens since coming into the game. And Carson Doyle now comes to the plate. I mentioned a moment ago, Doyle has a homer and five runs batted in. Hitting 214 for them this summer. That one's over, but a little low. One out. He's batting with the bases loaded. That's the situation that Jordan Aikens came into. Seems like our life story here the last half hour, 45 minutes, last two innings. That fastball misses inside 2-0. Aikens struggling to throw strikes. Nobody else thrown in the bullpen. And Nick Horsley is going to go out, and Justin Seibisma's heading into the dugout. Looks like he might be trying to get somebody out there for Barrick Fasking. Horsley just having a little chat with Aikens now. Try to cool him off, whatever it takes. He needs strikes. All right, back behind the plate. All hands are back on board. Bases are still loaded. Still one out. Be time for a ground ball, but the Colt 45s have been kicking it around a little bit, so maybe a strikeout would be what you want from him. 3-0, he misses inside. And Aikens does strike guys out, and that's probably what they were looking for when he came in with the bases loaded last inning, but Jordan has not found that groove yet. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Doyle probably taking, and he is for a strike. Wanted to let you know, Mike Leake for the Seattle Mariners throwing a perfect game through six innings against the Angels in Seattle. Keep you up to date on that. 3-1 pitch. Swung on miss. 3-2. Way out in front on the change. Let's see what Jordan has in his repertoire here with a payoff pitch coming. It's mano a mano. 3-2. One out. Bases loaded. Nine-hole hitter who walked with the bases loaded in the fourth to bring in a run. Here's a 3-2. Fastball fouled back. So Doyle doing his job, Aikens doing his. Fletcher on deck. And here's the payoff pitch again. Swung on, missed. Big strikeout for Jordan Aikens, his first. He needed that. Second strikeout, or second out of the inning. And now with two outs, it brings up Jack Fletcher, who's batting leadoff for them tonight. We mentioned he's one of their leading hitters, didn't play last night, hitting 291 coming in. He bounced to short in the first, but is two for two since then. Singled and was eventually thrown out at the plate, trying to score from second on a hit off the glove of Kodama. And then in the fourth, he singled in a run. That was last inning. Takes the first pitch over for a strike. So maybe Aikens is finding his mojo. Quite a few fans from the Portland area down to cheer on their team for the weekend. Hearing from them. Giving the umpire some grief. As fans like to do. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball. Line towards right field, base hit, one run score. They're going to wave the runner from second, Cobb. The throw to the plate, it's going to be cut off. Two more run score, it's 9-3. So Grant, Fletcher with his third hit of the night, a clutch hit to right. Now has three runs batted in tonight. And the Colt 45's in a bit of a jam here.
I know.
The continuing jam. So now Dace is at third, throw over to first, where Fletcher is after the single. Dyer at the plate has one of two home runs against the Colt 45s in this two-game series so far. That was back in the first. Fastball inside corner called for a strike. He also walked with the bases loaded. He was the first guy that Aitkins faced when he came in last inning. The 0-1 delivery coming. Big lead at first. Not going. Swung on. Bounced towards second. Fielded by Brogdon over to short. Root steps on second base for out number three. But the Stars add a couple more. Two runs on just one hit. There was an error that played into it, and one man left on base. We'll go now to the bottom of the fifth. Colt 45s have some work to do, trailing 9-3. This is Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
The Marshall Tucker Band.
Fire on the mountain.
Through hell and high water. And back again toward 2019. July 21st at the Reading Civic Auditorium. A night of hits and songs from all the hit albums. There's more at MarshallTucker.com. For reserved seats, call the box office at 530-229-0022 or visit ReadingCivic.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Colt 45's 4-5-6 hitters, Tanner Tweet, Chris Brew, and Jacob Machuca coming up to face the young right-hander Tyler Vickers. Who settled down a little bit. They did get a run off of him last inning. They had base runners each inning. They've scored every inning except the third, but they haven't been able to really piece them together. They've only scored one run in each of those innings. Tweet fouls this one back. Tanner's been on both times. His infield hit brought in a run in the first. He walked to start off the third. Rivercats in Tacoma. Now leading 7-1. That one is in the fifth, top of the sixth. That pitch misses to Tweet, 1-1. Tanner awaits, swings through the off speed, 1-2. Well, all hitters know that if at the end of your swing you're looking out towards the sky in left field, and you didn't hit it, it's probably a strike. He took a cut. Here's the 1-2. Takes it away. 2-2. Vickers getting a little bit of a break that inning. And looks like his fastball is still there. I thought he was going to be in trouble with the number of pitches he was throwing. He's now at 82. That one swung on and missed for strike three. The catcher fields it, throws it on to first to complete the strikeout. So he strikes out both Roop and to end last inning and Tweet to start this inning. Two pretty good hitters. And now Chris Brew comes to the plate. Chris has struggled tonight. He's not going to bat now. Actually, we're going to have a pinch hitter here at the DH position.
Number 10.
And it's going to be Peyton Edwards, who we have not seen in a while with that knee injury. So Peyton getting a chance at DH in place of Brew. And it's great to see. I mentioned it was Peyton's day earlier. He signed his letter to Cal State Monterey Bay. And he thought about going there out of high school. But made the decision to go to Shasta College and had a good year for them last year. He's out of Red Bluff, of course. Great program down there.
takes first pitch, first couple pitches, 0-2. But Peyton hasn't played in a game. I'll have to check it, but it's been a couple of weeks. 0-2 pitch. He's been working to get back in shape. Fastball swung on, lines it up the middle. Second baseman over to his right. Throws, and Peyton slides in safely, head first. Boy, it was a dazzling stop by Cole Posey. He showed good range, got down. I thought it was going to get through. It was pretty hard. It was fairly hard hit. So give him a hit. The throw pulled the first baseman off the bag, and it was one of those where Edwards saw that it was going to be a high throw, so he dove head first, which kept him from getting tagged on the body. And it brings up Machuca. Time for the choo-choo train to deliver, maybe, huh? So an infield hit for Edwards. Impressed by Posey, though. They're in middle infielders. Look good. Fastball is away. Machuca wasn't biting, 1-0. Horsley on deck. Do you have some power coming up here? Ball has not really been carrying the last couple of weeks. You've had to earn it if you hit it out. 1-0 to Machuca. Fastball misses a little low, 2-0. Final in Minnesota for A's fans. Good news, 5-3. Simeon and Gonzalez, homer. Simeon for the A's. Bassett over Harper. Hendricks got the save. Here's a 2-0 pitch now. Coming to Jacob with Machuca. Off speed, misses away, 3-0. Elsewhere, Diamondbacks lead the Brewers 9-4, bottom five. Marlins beating the Dodgers right now 1-0. We mentioned the Mariners, a no-hitter, going for their pitcher. 10-0 right now. They're beating the Angels, kind of turnabout, because Angels no-hit them last week. That one gets away from the catcher. It was a ball four, heading down to second, taking the turn, but Edwards not going to go anywhere. Edwards running well. He'd missed a bunch of games, Edwards, out at second with the ligament injury to his knee. He's worked hard, rehabbed, and we didn't even think we would see him again this summer. But he's going to get a chance to get some at-bats tonight. So Machuca walks. Edwards at second. One out, and Nick Horsley to the plate. Nick tried to bunt him over last time, but popped out to the pitcher. So he has a couple of forgettable at-bats for him this inning. He could make it all go away. And, you know, the pitcher for the Mariners mentioned working on a perfect game. Leakey's drawn six innings now. Perfect. Right-hand batting Horsley is up, swings, hits it sharply towards short. He fields it over to second one. The throw to first, they double up Horsley. He hit it on the nose, but that's what happens sometimes when you hit it at him. 6-4-3, double play. Colt 45s go down without scoring, no runs. A hit, one man left on base. Let's go to the top of the sixth. Need to hold them right where they're at, 9-3. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Jordan Aiken's still pitching. We are in the top half of inning number six. Colt 45's trailing 9-3. Beginning to get some stirring out in both bullpens, actually. Aikens needs to hold them right where they're at. The visitors exploded for a big inning, and that's what's hurting him right now. 9 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors, 6 runs in the fourth for the Portland Stars. 3 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for the Colt 45s. Those errors have hurt him tonight. Akins will face the heart of their order. And this is Ogata. Ogata had a sacrifice fly to right to back in the fourth, that big six-run fourth inning. Takes first pitch inside for a ball. And that sac fly was off of Akins. So he's seen Akins. Struck out in the first, walked and scored as well in the fourth. He batted twice last inning. Two innings ago, excuse me. Swung on, line foul left side. It took a big cut at that one. No, we had the YMCA between innings. Let's see if that will. Certainly got the fans charged up. Let's see if it'll get the Colt 45s charged up. That one's over for a strike. 1-2. Jordan struggled a little bit to stay out in front of hitters. He's looking for the sign, having a hard time getting the sign from Horsley. Not sure what it is. Nick must be maybe hiding the indicator a little more than Jordan wanted. Now it gives him a new sign. They're ready. Akins has it. And the 1-2 delivery. Fastball foul back. And it did not hit any cars. Oh. Well, sound effect made it sound like it did, but I don't think it did. My car is way over there behind a tree. It's more likely to get hit by bird droppings than it is a foul ball. Bird droppings you can clean off. 1-2 the pitch. Akins has his sign again. Big wine this time. Change up low, swung on and missed. Nice location for that pitch. He took a big swing thinking it was a fastball. It was the change, and he got him with the circle. And the rest of this inning, everybody gets a discount on their beers if they are of age. Just a second strikeout for Akins since he's come in. Cole Posey now comes to the plate. Posey's had a good night. He's played well defensively. He's also 2-for-3. He had a homer last night. Check swing. Did he go? They're not going to ask. Yes, they are, and he did. And I believe everyone agrees, even Cole Posey. 0-1. Akins working from the windup with nobody on. Here's the 0-1. Nice big leg kick and stride. That was that changeup. You dial that in with the fastball, and it looks the same, but just a little bit less on it. And it can be the best pitch in a pitcher's repertoire, but it is difficult to develop it where it looks like your arm, your fastball. Same arm delivery. It has to. It's not just what the pitch does. It's what it looks like when it leaves a pitcher's hand. That's why it's so hard to master. And you're not holding it in your fingertips so much. Swung on, bounced up the middle. Brogdon, Fields, has time and throws. And they get him for out number two. Connor Schaefer now comes to the plate. Schaefer might want to back off the plate a little bit. He's been hit twice. He was hit trying to sacrifice in the fourth, then got plunked on the back in the fifth inning by Akins. And that probably hurt. He's gonna have a red spot there. Right-handed batter, slightly open stance. Pitch to him is low, 1-0. Two down here in the sixth. Colt 45s have not had a 1-2-3 inning since the second. Here's the 1-0 pitch coming. Fastball. Just a little bit low, 2-0. Colt 45s will have the 8-9-1 spots in the order coming up. 2-0 pitch, fastball over for a strike, 2-1. It'll be a good night to look for stars, I think, here in Reading once the sky gets dark. But we got stars on the field right now. Bouncer off the mound. Brogdon dives, knocks it into center field. It's a hit. So Schaefer finally getting to swing the bat for himself. Gets a hit. That's the eighth hit of the game. And their manager's going to come up and say something. I don't know what he's got to say. Is he going to pinch run? Does look like he is. So he's pinch running for Schaefer. So the pinch runner looks like it is. If we can find him on their roster. Well, we'll get that in a second. But they have a pinch runner at first. And Brad Grant, who's bounced the shortstop the last two times and it turned into errors. And he was robbed of a hit by Kodama back in the second. So he's officially 0 for 3. Pinch runner at first. Fastball is over for a strike. Not a huge lead over there. Right-handed batter takes this next one. Didn't miss by much outside. Aiken's got the first two guys. Then Schaefer's bouncer just off the glove of Brogdon at second. Slightly bigger lead at first for the pinch runner. It gets away from Horsley. It's going to be a wild pitch, and he goes down to second. I believe that's Taylor Burcham out there. Not sure, though. Can't get that number. I'm able to get that number perfectly anyway. It's either Burcham or Jeremy Martin. Saw a 5 on there. Okay, right-handed batter with a 2-1 pitch coming. Misses the off-speed 2-2. Big pitch coming up here for Jordan Aikens with a 2-ball, 2-strike count, 2 outs. Runner in scoring position, trailing 9-3. They need to stop the bleeding. Aikens fastball is a little up, and the count runs 3-2. He got the first two guys, but after a ground single, he wild pitched the pinch runner to second. That's where we are. Jordan looks to second. 3-2 delivery. Just misses inside, not by much. So Jordan has now walked 3 in 2 innings. He brings up the right-handed batter, Jacob Cobb. Now, Cobb is 0-for-3. He's grounded a couple of times as well. There was an error in the fourth by Tanner Tweet when it popped out of his glove that allowed him to reach and eventually score and reached in the fielder's choice and scored in the fifth inning, when they scored twice. They got 1 in the first, 6 in the fourth, and 2 in the fifth. Colt 45's 1 in each first, second, and fourth innings. That's where we stand. 1-0 pitch. Taken outside, 2-0. Nick Schrodel throwing out in the bullpen for the Colt 45s. He's a left-hander. Aikens needs to get out of this one. Fastball fouled, left side. 2-1. They have had action out in the bullpen for a while. Here's a 2-1 pitch coming. Rick working the crowd, that 50-50 for those Giants boxes, seats. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Akins looks to second, wants to keep him close. Pretty big lead over there, and Akins steps off. Yeah, he's getting a little bit greedy out there. Brogdon not paying attention to him. He was almost equal with Roop, and that's one of those cardinal rules. If the infielder can beat you back to the bag, swung on foul back out of play, 2-2. So the tall right-handed batter gets one into the parking lot, the good parking lot, not the parking lot across the street on Cypress. That'd be bad. Unless you are, of course, a Portland fan. So here's the 2-2 pitch coming. Jordan Akins checks that runner at second. Now delivers a breaking ball. Didn't miss by much. 3-2. He's not getting that inside corner right now. Either that or I just don't think that thing broke like he wanted it to. So Cobb has a 3-2. Men on first and second. Two outs. Akins quickly back to work from the belt. Fastball swung and fouled off. As we mentioned, Schrodel was thrown out in the bullpen. He's probably ready if needed, but you hope you don't need him this inning. Payoff is coming. Wide open stance for this right-handed hitter. Fastball swung on and missed. He got him. A big strikeout for Jordan Akins. Boy, did they need that. So in the sixth, the Stars threaten. They had a couple of hits, and they left those guys on base. We will head now to the bottom half of inning number six. Time to get those rally caps on. Colt 45's trailing 9-3. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Woodbat Baseball on KCNR.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
For those listening at home, that was Corey Doyle who was pinch running last inning, so we were able to get that squared away. It didn't hurt the Colt 45s. He was stranded at second base. Jordan Akins came up with that big strikeout to end it. So now it's up to his offense to get some of those runs back, and nobody'd like to get it started more than Ty Brogdon. So here's Ty, the right-handed batter. He's eager to get his first hit for the Colt 45s. Handling second base now along with Connor McCoy, the young player. And not sure Peyton's ready to play in the field, so good to see him get a base hit in his at-bat. Not sure if he'll be playing any more second this summer. We'll just have to see how that knee responds. But that pitch is up, 1-0. So Brogdon's 0-2 tonight. The right-hander swung on, hit fouled, fair ball actually down the first base line. The first baseman is able to get it, and the pitcher covering Brogdon thought it was foul all the way. He didn't run. I mean, that ball just died when it hit the sand over there. It was a flare just past the first base bag, and it was fair. But it just died when it hit the dirt, so the first baseman didn't have to go very far to get it. I'm not sure that Brogdon could have beaten it out, but it was an odd play. If it had any more juice on it, maybe it would have rolled into the grass, but That's an odd out number one. Brings up Andy Bayena. If you were scoring in your book, it's 3-1, first baseman to the pitcher. Vickers continuing to work. He's enjoying a lead. Blows that one right by Andy Bayena. He's now at 95 pitches. I wasn't sure he was going to stick around. He threw an awful lot of pitches early in this game. 1-1. The count, that's a breaking ball over for a strike. Good looking. Might have been a slider. It was a little different than what we've seen. Here's a 1-2 to Bayena. Bounces that one up there, 2-2. Let's check in on that major league, see if that perfecto is still going. It looks like it is. Perfect game continues for the Seattle pitcher, Leak. 2-2 pitch. To Bayena, he stays alive, pops it right side. Will it be playable? No, it'll fall up against the fence, out of play, right side. And the Giants are still scoreless playing the Mets in Oracle Park. And that one's now in the bottom of the eighth. Triple-A score, the River Cats. Still looking good, leading 8-1 at Tacoma. And that one's in the seventh. Here's the 2-2 pitch in Redding to Andy Bayena. Swings and hits a slow roller towards short. Dyer was pretty deep. He charges and throws and just gets Bayena at first. He's got a good arm over there at short. Their middle infielders look really solid. Mandy was hauling down that line. Out two. Brings up Tyler Thompson. He's been on twice. Bounce to the pitcher in the fourth. Infield hit to start it off and walked in the second. Swings and fouls that one out of play. I was reaching for my net there for a minute. But a little bit too quick. Too quick. Here's the 0-1 now to the left-handed batter. That's swung on, popped left side. It's going to be out of play. 0-2. Well, solid starting pitching both nights from the Portland Stars, both games so far. Last night, the youngster had a good start for them. Boone Rush, he's just out of high school. Breaking ball misses away. 2-2. And tonight, this right-hander, Vickers, who's just a year removed from high school, has looked good as well. He's not looked at all flustered during this game off the end of the bat of Thompson foul. Count stays at 1-2. Kodama on deck. He would like to hit this inning. Colt 45s can't let too many innings slip away. We're in the sixth. Swung on, line towards left field. Dacey is on it and makes the catch just in front of the track. It was hit on a nose the other way, 5 feet either way. I don't think he chases that down, and it's extras. But Thompson goes out on the liner to the left fielder, and they go down 1-2-3 for the first time tonight. We'll go to the top of the seventh. Still needing to hold them right there. Aikens coming out to pitch. It's 9-3. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Jordan Akins out to pitch here in the seventh. He'll face the 8-9-1 hitters, Dace, Doyle, and Fletcher. Colt 45's trailing 9-3. 9-3, better diction there. 9 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors. For the Portland Stars, 3 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for the Colt 45s. A right-handed batter, Dace, walked in the fifth, was stranded at third. He is officially 0 for 2. Jordan Akins came into the game in a long fourth inning to relieve starter Zach Billingsley. Jordan's thrown a lot of pitches, 1-0. Swung on and missed on the changeup, 1-1. I'm not sure if I'm going to have this sartorially correct, but Dace is, I just got a ticket from a fan. He gave me his ticket stub. Well, I'll take it. One ball, one strike, picks up and fouled back now. The sartorially, or should we say quaff-wise, I'm almost going to say that Dace has a man bun kind of thing in the back, but he's got some hair coming out of the back that looks pretty long and curly. I'm not sure what it looks like without the helmet on, but he's got a style going there. That one back to the screen, 2-2. That really has no bearing on the game in any way. But there he is. 2-2 the count. Stands in. Akins, rocking and firing. Fastball, just poked it, foul. Just staying alive. Dace climbs back in, awaits potential heat from Akins, gets it, and it's bounced to third. Short hop for Kadama, long throw. He got him, moved down the line pretty well. 5-3. Brings up Carson Doyle. Doyle officially 0 for 2, but he did walk with the bases loaded in the fourth to bring in a run. A big strikeout of him in the fifth for Akins. The bases were loaded in that inning. A couple of errors and a hit batter, and he was just trying to come up with big outs. And Doyle worked him pretty good for a while, but Jordan eventually got him to strike out. First pitch is over for a strike. Here's the big kick and the delivery. Check the swing there. He went 0-2. He looked down at his manager, Casey Dyer, in the third base coach's box. Dyer has his arms full, and he just shook his head. Yeah, yeah, you went. 0-2. Well, Akins winds and delivers. Curveball swung on and missed. Horsley will field and throw it down to first to complete the strikeout. So for Jordan, that's his third strikeout since coming into the game. And it brings up Jack Fletcher, who's been a thorn in the Colt 45 side tonight. He's 3-for-4. 3 consecutive singles. He's driven in 3 runs, including 2 in the fifth. A little right-handed batter standing in. Takes first pitch over inside corner for a called strike. Akins is now at 65 pitches. He said he wanted a longer relief stint, some more innings. Well, he's getting them tonight. He's now thrown more pitches than Billingsley did, the starter. That one swung on and missed. It was Billingsley threw 58. And now Jordan has thrown 67. He has an 0-2 count on this right-handed batter. Fletcher, Aikens, the big kick and delivery. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. So the Colt 45s get him 1-2-3. Came at a good time. Now get a good seventh inning stretch wherever you are and come back for some excitement because the Colt 45s got to get it going. Trailing 9-3, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Redding. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Time to get a little rally going for the Colt 45s right there. Trailing 9-3, leading it off, starting it off hopefully, is Julian Kodama, who is 2-for-2 tonight officially. A single in the first and fourth. He also walked in the second. He scored twice tonight, too. Those keeping track, 1 week after the Angels' no-hit Seattle. Seattle's Mike Leakey is perfect through seven. They're now into the eighth inning. He's thrown only 67 pitches. Wow. So we'll keep you up to date on that. Kodama takes a couple, and he's out in front now, 2-1 the count. It's Kodama, Roop, and Tweet. Most of the crowd is stuck around tonight. Looks like they're running using the radar gun over there. They got some fancy stuff going on, Portland does. We can get some radar readings. See what their pitcher's throwing here. Here's the 2-1. Fastball. Bounce towards third. Well played there. The long throw. You got him. Good defense tonight by, for the most part, by the Stars. Grant, nice play. That brings up Brendan Roop. Roop is 0-for-3. He lined into a double play in the first. Has not hit the ball hard since. Struck out and popped up in the second. Struck out in the fourth. Chased a bad one. Taylor Burchin has come into the game defensively. Has come into the game defensively for the Stars, replacing Ogata at first base. Here in the seventh. Roop takes another one. It's a ball and a strike to count on the right-handed batter. Tweet on deck. And here's the 1-1. Misses inside. 2-1. Nice crowd. A good crowd from the folks over at World Telecom and Surveillance tonight in third base box. The third base pavilion. 2-1. Misses away. 3-1 now.
tweet on deck to Roop. Roop batting. Awaiting a 3-1 delivery. Here it comes. Swung on, hit sharply. Big hop off the lip of the grass. Shortstop Fields shows off his arm. Roop was rounding as if he was going to get through instead of running straight as if it was a single. He thought it was in the hole. And that was a mental error on Brendan's part. So he is out, 6-3. You've got to know Dyer has been getting to those balls, second out of the inning. Brendan can't be feeling good about that one. And it brings up Tanner Tweed. Thought it was going to be a close play, but thought Brendan would beat it out, and then you realize he took a turn at first for some reason. Breaking ball to Tweed. I think he just thought it had gotten through. But it hit off the lip of the infield grass and took a nice bounce for Dyer. No balls and a strike to count on Tweet. Tanner's 1-for-2. Infield hit and an RBI in the first. Swung for Cypress Avenue, and on that one missed 0-2. Walked in the third, struck out in the fifth. They have had action in the bullpen, but Vickers is their man. It looks like the perfection is over in the ninth. Angels, looks like they got a walk and then a base hit on a ground ball. So, or base hit to right. So, the perfect game is gone. Mariners are going to win that game. They're up big. This pitch swung on. Slow roller hit towards second. Having to charge Posey. Fields and throws. Well done for them. That's 8 in a row put down by Vickers, and 3 in a row here in the seventh. We go to the top of the eighth. Colt 45's needing some comeback, some offensive firepower. But for now, it'll be Nick Schroedel keeping them right where they're at. It's 9-3. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, Nick Schroedel on in relief. He's the third Colt 45's pitcher. Hasn't pitched since the 13th when he threw a 1 1/3 scoreless, walked a guy, and struck out 3. That was in relief. So the big left-hander, his 13th appearance of the season. He's thrown 36 2/3 innings, allowed 37 hits, and struck out 38. He does have 27 walks, and that's been a problem, but has worked hard through it. 1-2-1, 1 win, 2 losses, 1 save, and a 4.66 earned run average. Big left-hander out of UPrep and Crown College. He and his brother both part of this team, and he's been a valuable part of this team. Has been a steady starter for them as well, but now has given him some important innings out of the bullpen. So he will face the 2-3-4 hitters, Dyer, Ogata's replacement at first, Burcham, and Posey. Dyer leading it off. He's officially 1-for-3. That one was a biggie. A solo homer in the first. He walked in a run in the fourth with the bases loaded. So Schroedel working exclusively from the stretch, the big left-hander. He's 6'4", 215. First pitch from him, fastball high and inside, 1-0.
We'll get you the numbers on Akins. This one hit off the fist, rolled towards the right side, fielded by Brogdon. Throws it on the first for out number one. Brings up Burcham. Taylor Burcham played in last night's game. He was 1-for-4. Right-handed batter. So for the Colt 45s, of course, Akins, Billingsley started with 3 1/3, 5 hits, 7 runs. Only one of them in the end was ruled to be earned. 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, that one. Over, or misses, rather, for ball 1-0. Akins went 3 2/3, 3 hits, 2 runs, no earned runs, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. And here's Schrodel pitching to his second batter with 1 out now, and that one's a little low, 2-0. To the right-handed hitter. Akins finished strong, putting 4 straight down, including the side in the 7th. Here's the 2-0 pitch. A little high. 3-0.
Let's go, Bronco.
Schrodel. Big leg kick. Fastball over for a strike. So if you stepped out, the Seattle Mariners did not get their perfect game or no-hitter. Angels got to them in the 9th. Triple-A, Tacoma's rallying against Sac. The Rivercats lead now down to 2-8-6. They got a big 5 spot in the 7th. Ouch. They being Tacoma. And they got to the bullpen, Rogers, for 4 hits and 5 runs. Here's a 3-2 pitch coming to the right-handed batter, Burcham. Nick Schrodel, the lefty, delivers. Fastball over. I was about to say over for a called third strike, but it was not. It was ball 4. Jimmy Richens has been pretty tight on that outside corner tonight. He's not been calling a lot of them. That brings up Cole Posey, 2-for-4 tonight. So he's 3-for-8 in this series. Here's the 0-2. Comes a little up. Posey waits for Schrodel, who has a good pickoff move. Colt 45's up by trailing by 6, rather, so I doubt it would make much sense for the Stars to be doing anything here. Posey just joined them apparently this week because he only had 3 plate appearances coming into this series. Runner going, it's over for a strike. He is going and gets a steal out of it. Well, it was their risk to take. Schrodel not giving him a whole lot of attention over there. So Burcham took advantage, stolen base. Now you don't have the benefit of a force. 2-1. Swung on and missed. 2-2. Cole Posey, the right-handed batter. Steps out, gets himself settled. Now he's back at it. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Schrodel. Looks the second. Big leg kick, delivers, swung on, popped it up towards center. Haven't had many fly balls in this game. This one to Thompson and shallow center for out number 2. Honestly, they have 2 foul outs on fly balls. But that is the first flyout, except for a sacrifice fly in the 4th inning. Only the 2nd flyout, which means your pitchers are getting grounders, and the Colt 45's defense has committed some errors behind them. So Posey goes down on the F8, and that brings up
guy from last night, Dyer. I believe that's who it is. Let's see. Ball gets away from Hosley, back to the screen. He throws it into left field, trying to get the runner at third, and Nick throws it into left field. Should have left all well enough alone, as they say. It was a pass ball off of his glove. He was angry, and then that's an error on the catcher, allowing the run to score. It is now 10-3. Nick just let his emotions get the better of him there. No doubt about it. Batting, this is a pinch hitter, by the way. It is Nicholas Marcantonados, left-handed batter. Marcantonados was 0-for-4 last night. Hits it foul left side. Marcantonados, one of the longest names that we've had this year. We're in the eighth. Colt 45 has given away runs. They can't afford to do that. 10-3. Now the score. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Horsley scoops it. It's too low, 2-1. You need some late heroics from the Colt 45s to make some sense of this one tonight. It's not been their best played game. Starting in about the fourth inning. That one's bounced up there. 3-1 the pitch. So Schrodel's been kind of off again, on again. You've got a ground out, walked a guy, a fly out. Now he's in danger again. Here's the 3-1. Check swing. He went, though. It was a called strike anyway. Cole Posey out of Georgetown High School in Georgetown, Texas, is the guy that hit that home run last night that went out, flew to center. This young man, Marcantonados, out of Clark Community College. And here's the 3-2. Swung on, hit well towards left. Turning and watching it, it's out of here, into the net, and deep left field. Went the opposite way, and Marcantonados shows he has some pop. Schrodel just challenged him and lost the challenge. That makes it 11-3. Bullpen is empty. That brings up Brad Grant now with two outs. Grant's 0-for the night. He did walk in the sixth, was stranded there. Hitting .224 on the season. Little guy standing in. And here's the first pitch from Nick Schrodel. Change up a little low, 1-0. They're celebrating quite a bit in that dugout. And they earned the right to do it. But Colt 45, you can just tell they're not comfortable. That happening on their field. It's part of the game. That one pops out of Horsley's glove. A ball and a strike. Actually, that was the first pitch. No balls and a strike. Schrodel goes low here, 1-1. The Colt 45s will need a couple of big innings. Edwards, Machuca, Horsley due to lead it off in the bottom. Misses inside. Oh, no, he got the inside corner at a time. 1-2. Horsley given the sign. Schrodel has it. Big kick. Goes high. It's almost like Nick is having to force that kick tonight. Sometimes you might do that to get a little extra oomph, but I'm not sure he's in a good rhythm right now. 3-2 is the count. From the stretch, with nobody on, swung on, fouled left side. I'm surprised that their bullpen is not active, because their pitcher's pitched well, but he sure has thrown a lot of pitches, so I guess they're going to let Vickers just go. But they do have guys that have been throwing out there, so we'll just have to see. Here's the 3-2 inside, ball four. Didn't come at a good time at all. Two outs, two in here in the top of the eighth, and Nick's just trying to get us to the bottom half, and that brings up Cobb. Cobb's 0 for 4. Cobb using the rarely seen gray bats. At least I haven't seen them. Matches their road uniforms. I've seen them in video games, of course. That one's over for a strike. Like Home Run Derby, MLB Home Run Derby, I have on my iPad. That's a good one. Then you can buy a silver bat. No balls and a strike. Granted first, two outs. Schrodel throws his fastball, fouled back. Colt 45, this is not a feel-good one. Last night was. You get two cracks at him, two at-bats, trailing by eight, if they can get out of this one here. But some mental errors in this game that hurt as bad as the physical ones. 0-2. Bounced up there off of Horsley's foot, as well as his, then off of his glove and then his foot. Enables the runner to move up. That'd be a wild pitch. So the right-handed batter waits for a 1-2 delivery from Schrodel. He was not paying a whole lot of attention to the runner at second. There's a pretty good lead there, but doubt he would be going anywhere. And 1-2 pitch went with the curve and missed somewhere. Must have been a little low. 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. Schrodel, big kick again. Fastball fouled left side off. Out of play. Out of play. Barrett Fasking scoops it up. Throws it into the... throws it into the batting practice pile, maybe. Here's a 2-2 pitch. I went a little low and inside. 3-2. Get you up to date on Major League scores here in an inning or so. We mentioned the no-hit bid was over. Leahy came within three outs of a perfect game. Mariners did win that one. Here's the 3-2 pitch, fouled right side in the air, but is it going to stay in play? Tweet over there, and he does! Makes the catch in foul territory right in front of the fence beyond the dugout. So well played by Tanner Tweet. They get two runs on one hit. It was a homer and an error. There was a man left on base, and we'll go to the bottom of the eighth. Colt 45s need to get that lumber out. Looks like we have a new pitcher, too. We'll tell you about him when we return. You're listening. Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Play our Fishing Around Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Swipe daily, win free slot play, prizes, or a brand new Ranger bass boat. This boat is built for whatever is biting. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Wednesday, July 31st, where you can win a brand new Ranger fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Imagine casting your line and reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The catch of a lifetime, Fishing Around Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Todd Jones, Vice President of the Shasta Economic Development Corporation. Expanding commercial air service is a key component to sustainable economic vitality and growth. As you may know, the Shasta EDC was part of a team that helped to secure daily, nonstop round trip service from Reading to Los Angeles. We need more people on each flight. The cost difference to fly out of Reading is minimal when compared to driving and parking at other airports. Help us expand our destinations by flying Reading as often as you can. Book today at united.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Well, good performance by Tyler Vickers, but his day is done. We'll get the word on his replacement. He was actually wearing sunglasses on his hat and was told to remove them. They were actually distracting. They were distracting up here. You can see him flashing. That would have been illegal. You're not allowed to do that, distract hitters like that. Anyway, we'll get the word on the guy who was distracting in warm-ups. Number 11 on our scoreboard. He's a right-hander. Cody Rebon, we saw him play last night as a position player. Really? You right-hander? Are we sure that's the right 11? They have two 11s. Breeler Mann was the left-hander, so this is Cody Rebon, right-hander. And he's facing Peyton Edwards, who took over the DH role from Chris Brew and had an infield hit in the fifth. He hasn't played in a couple of weeks. That one's low. First pitch, a ball. So their starter pitched very well, and it looked like he wasn't going to last long with all the pitches he was throwing early. That one's fouled off Peyton's foot. He's fine. Vickers goes seven innings, no earned runs, three runs, but none of them earned, five walks, five strikeouts. Pretty impressed that he hung around, and he certainly gave them good innings. Didn't give up anything after the fourth. And, in fact, he put his last eight guys down in order. Check swing on that one for Peyton. Ball and two strikes now to count. So Rebon, the pitcher, steps off the rubber, wipes his face. Yeah, it's probably still sweaty out there. Holds the glove in front of his face as he goes into the wind. And the right-hander delivers. That one's away, 2-2. They do have more action out in their bullpen. Colt 45's pen is empty. Here's the 2-2 pitch coming. Base is empty. Nobody out. Edwards leading it off. Curveball over for a ball. Wow, it was a little bit up. I thought he was going to punch him out on that one. There's swung on. Hit well. Two left. Going back, turning and looking. Welcome back, Peyton Edwards. How about that? Well, what a day for Peyton. He signs his letter of intent to go to Cal State Monterey Bay. Comes off the bench and goes 2-for-2 to this point, including his second home run for the Colt 45s. Maybe that'll spark him a little bit. It's 11-4. And everybody's glad to see that he's been working so hard to get that knee feeling better. And it brings up Jacob Machuca. Maybe Jacob could join the fun. He's officially 1-for-1, doubled the opposite field in the second, and then walked his next two times up. Left-handed batter waits. It's now 11-4 here in the bottom of the eighth. Off-speed, checked his swing, and he did check it, 1-0. Horsley waits on deck. Breaking ball, big one. That was over. Brought it in the back door. Front door, whatever. outside corner, bent it over the plate, right-hander against left-hander. 1-1. Fastball, that one's over too. He worked the outside corner with that one. 1-2, Machuca can't believe he's got a big smile on his face. You heard the home fans. You could probably hear them groaning in the background. Better be guarding that dish now. 1-2. Off speed, swung on, hit well towards center, but won't carry. Fletcher will make the catch for out number one. Just hit it off the end of the bat. It brings up Nick Horsley. Nick's had a struggle tonight. Hit the ball on the nose in the fifth. The problem was it was a grounder to short that they turned into a 6-4 three-double play. So he's 0-3. Could use a little something positive here. Connor McCoy has taken a bat. He's in the on-deck circle. So, looks like he might get a chance to hit for Brogdon, who struggled at the plate. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, lined right side, base hit. Horsley went with the pitch, hit it in the hole, and Colt 45s have a man aboard with one out. And now Connor McCoy going to pinch hit for Brogdon here in the eighth.
Number seven, Connor McCoy.
McCoy on the season batting 250. No homers, six runs batted in, but he's gotten on base a bunch. In 16 games, he's walked 15 times and been hit with a pitch. So a 426 on-base percentage. Speedy little right-handed batter. He'll be going to Shasta College in the fall. Hoping to make an impact as a freshman. We'll see. He's been impressive this summer. 0-1. Fastball inside. 1-1. Looking in now. The little right-handed batter throw over to first, and Horsley not going anywhere. He almost did the belly flop onto the base. He was so close. Rebon, the second pitcher, he's here in relief of Vickers. He's given up a home run here in this inning. The bottom of the eighth, misses with the curve high. 2-1. They have breathing room, but the Colt 45s... thinking they could string some together. They haven't been doing that the last week or so. 2-1. Fouls that one back to the screen. 2-2 now. Got to protect the dish now. Looking in for the sign. Again, Horsley at first. Not a threat to go. Swung on line to the first baseman, and he's just going to step on the bag. It wouldn't have mattered. Horsley had no prayer of getting back. A line drive double play, but the Colt 45s do get one run on two hits. A solo homer by Peyton Edwards. And we'll be back. Colt 45s trailing 11-4, heading to the top of the ninth. Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Life is about what you put into it. It's also about what you leave out. That's why we serve ham with no antibiotics, ever. Wholesome by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Go big or go home. What kind of choice is that? Go big and stay home with Jersey Mike's, delivered by Uber Eats. Having it all. By Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Well, it's 11-4, top of the ninth. Nick Schrodel needing to keep it right where it's at. McCoy in at second base, replacing Brogdon. This is one they're going to kick themselves about because there were physical errors and mental errors that have cost them a little bit. Some frustration is shown, and all of a sudden you find yourself out of the game. I mean, as far as it's not what I'd call a blowout, but needing a 7-run ninth inning, that's a lot. Right-handed batter coming to the plate is Dace. He's 0 for 3 with a walk. He's their left fielder. Doyle, due up next, their right fielder, but he is on deck. Fastball from Schrodel, a little high, 1-0. Nick just seems a little high tonight with his pitches. Not sure if he's getting the stride, if he's going too high on his leg kick. All of these things in your mechanics, that's what they work on. Try to get it well, get it normal. Consistent is the better word. That one fouled out of play. 1-1. And here's a 1-1 pitch. That's a curveball over for a strike. 1-2. Schrodel's already thrown 35 pitches. That's not the ratio that he likes. 18 of them for strikes. About a 50-50 since coming in. Check swing off the batter. Bounced it off the batter while he was still in the box, so it's a foul ball. 1-2. Now the crowd has thinned out. Only the hardcores and family, probably. Yeah, a lot of folks have stuck around, but got some coaches I know out watching some of their players, I think, tonight as well. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Fouled into the dugout on the first base side. Here's a 1-2 pitch coming. Bases are empty. First batter here in the top of the ninth. That's an off-speed over for a strike. He watched it, called strike three. So Schrodel lets his first strikeout since coming in. Relief of Akins. He was the second pitcher who relieved Billingsley. Now Carson Doyle, he's 0 for 3, walked and scored, walked in a run in the fourth, and then scored as well. But he struck out his last two times up. As I mentioned, he just hasn't had many at-bats this summer with them. First pitch is a breaking ball, misses. Schrodel came, kind of didn't like his landing spot there on the mound, kicking some dirt around. Well, there's a little excitement here as a skunk has decided nearby to make him or himself or herself known. And that'll stick around a while. Yeah, nothing like the dead skunk in the middle of the road smell. I'm pushing for that song to be the new eighth inning song. I'm not going to win that. Fastball swung on and missed. 1-2. Here comes that 1-2 pitch. Schrodel taking his time. Check swing. Did he go? They tagged him. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strike three. Jack Fletcher now top of the order. Fletcher struck out in the seventh, but hey, he's already done plenty of damage. He's 3 for 5. 3 runs batted in with 3 singles. Right-hand batter stands in against the lefty. They still have bodies out in their pen if needed in the ninth. Colt 45's and leaving it in the hands of Schrodel. That one fouled back. Redding needs a bat-around inning, that's for sure. Bayana, Thompson, and Kodama will be coming to the plate in the bottom half. Here's the 0-1 pitch. No, it's not. Now Schrodel has his sign. Now he's ready. Curveball over for a strike, 0-2. Already thrown 44 pitches here in an inning and two-thirds. Here's the 0-2. Didn't miss by much outside, 1-2. Fletcher handled that one like a leadoff hitter. He had the good eye. Didn't chase. And here's the 1-2. That one also just missed, not by much. Schrodel was headed to the dugout. 2-2 now the count. Now umpire getting an earful from both sides tonight. That's life as an umpire, especially in a close-in setting like Tiger Field. You hear them all. 2-2 swung on, bounced towards short. Roop charges, pumps and throws, gets him. Out number three, so three up, three down, ultimately here in the ninth. Bottom half, Colt 45s need something to happen. They've got the 9-1-2 spots in their order due up, trailing 11-4. This is Colt 45s baseball on KCNR.
The new Christy Minstrels are returning to Redding's historic Cascade Theater August 3rd. This hit-making machine won Grammys and spawned the careers of Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes. The new Christy Minstrels, Saturday, August 3rd at 7:30. Get tickets today to relive the heyday of the 60s popular folk trend with the new Christy Minstrels. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, Cody Rubon has got the 7-run lead to work with. And the Colt 45s would like to, I don't know, come up with some feel-good ending to this thing. Get something going. Again, they have struggled with when they had guys in scoring position to bring in runs tonight. And they haven't really had much to show for anything. Dating back to really that fourth inning, got a solo homer last inning from Peyton Edwards, but Andy Bayana going to try to do something different here. This time he's 0 for 3 tonight. That one's over for a strike. Bayana, Thompson, and Kodama do up. Right-handed batter awaits. Swings at the off-speed, fouls it back, 0-2. One of these teams will meet again tomorrow night right here. So they have shown good starting pitching each of the first two nights. Colt 45 said an okay outing from Billingsley, not his best. His defense let him down. That's the bottom line. Swung on and missed the big breaking ball, strike three. And the offense is letting him down too. Though they have four runs, again, some of that was with a little help from the Stars earlier in the game. Here's Tyler Thompson, 1 for 3. It started off well with that bunt single. Back in the first, he walked in the second, but hadn't been able to reach base since he lined to left field in the sixth, lined out, went the other way, but left fielder was able to track it down.
First pitch is strike to Thompson. Kyler wearing those red batting gloves from Utah. That one's a good fastball, a lot. Sounded even better because of the pop of the glove. Pop of the glove adds 2 to 5 miles an hour. To the fans, anyway. Perception. A ball and a strike. Curveball. Missed high. 2-1. Whatever they do, they're going to have to do it with one out. Moving forward here in the ninth. This is it. 2-1 the pitch. Rebound. Pitch swung on, hit well by Thompson, but again the center fielder this time has a bead on it. Fletcher makes the catch. Hit it on the nose, but nothing to show for it. That brings up Julian Kadama. Julian 2 for 3 tonight. He scored twice. Singled, scored in the first, walked, and then singled and eventually scored in the fourth. Grounded to third, his last time up, left-handed batter. He shows that penchant for going the other way. Both his hits were to the opposite field. Breaking ball over for called for strike. Changing it up a little bit, rebound. The 0-1 pitch. That one, he bounced up there. 1-1. Playing pretty deep at first, Kadama. Still want anything to get through him. Julian runs well. Oh, he took that one on the outside corner. That's called strike two, and he's looks back at the umpire. 1-2, the count. Roop would like to hit next. Breaking ball. Oh, he waved at it. Strike three. An ugly inning to ending to an ugly game for the Colt 45s. Well, no runs, no hits, no errors. In the ninth, nobody left. 11-4, your final. 11 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for the Portland Stars. 4 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors for the Colt 45s, and those errors did matter in this game. Of the 11 runs, only one of them was ruled to be earned. So that should tell you the story. Vickers goes 7 innings, gives up 6 hits, 3 runs, no earned, 5 walks and 5 strikeouts. He's your winning pitcher. The starter for the Colt 45, Zach Billingsley, likely deserved a better fate. He goes 3 1/3, kind of tired in that fourth inning, and gives up 5 hits, 7 runs, but only one of those earned. 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. Akins and Schrodel allowed a couple of runs each in their stints. Again, defensive letdowns and a couple of mental letdowns as well in this contest, where Colt 45's players just didn't make good decisions on the bases or defensively. And that's the way it goes sometimes. We'll be back with a recap, a rundown of the professional major league scores, and look ahead in just a moment from Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
And me like to talk to you. We your next door neighbors at Clampett's.
Well, thank you for calling. And how may I help you?
There ain't been one neighbor come a-calling on us since we moved in here.
Well, maybe we can help here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning with a new Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system. That will keep your home so comfy, people will be glad to come over. And when it comes to heating and cooling your home, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning is unbeatable.
Well, look who's getting too smart for his britches.
Call anytime at 221-2642 in Redding or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Yeah, smart and neighborly of you.
Everybody calls us.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
An 11-4 loss tonight. We'll recap in a moment, but first let's bring you up to date on the Major League scores. We mentioned earlier Triple A ball. The Rivercats Sacramento did hold on to win that one. 8-6 Phillips over Nolan in Tacoma. Abad got his 11th save. In the big leagues tonight, for some reason, the big leagues went to my Major League auction site. Not happy with that. I'm not buying anything today, folks. The Seattle Mariners, the big story tonight was their pitcher taking a perfecto into the ninth inning, but Mike Leake wound up losing that. Luis Renifo let off the inning with a single to right field, so that ended that. But they did go on to win it. We'll just give you a quick rundown. Top of the ninth, Arizona leading Milwaukee 10-7. Finals everywhere else. In 10, San Francisco goes extras again. And the Giants win it in 10. How about that? Back-to-back nights with some extra inning action. God love that if you're a Giants fan. Beating the Mets, that was in San Francisco. And bottom of the 10th, trying to see how they got that run. But there it is. Walk off on a Mets error, a misplay. So they're 500 for the first time since they opened the season. Giants fans have got to really feel good about that. All right, elsewhere, Chicago Cubs beat San Diego 6-5. Philly over Pittsburgh 6-1. Yankees pounded Colorado 8-2. Baltimore did the same over Boston 11-2. St. Louis edged Cincinnati in Cincinnati 12-11. White Sox down the Rays, Tampa Bay, 9-2. Toronto whipped Detroit in Detroit, 12-1. Cleveland over Kansas City, 10-5. Braves edged Washington, 4-3. Houston beat Texas, 4-3. Oakland down the Minnesota Twins, 5-3 in Minnesota. Seattle, we mentioned that one wound up being a 10-0 final. Seattle beating the Angels. Dodgers edged Miami 2-1. And as mentioned, Giants win it in 10 tonight. So that's good news if you're a Giants fan or Dodgers fan or A's fan. But that's all the good news I have for you, I'm sorry to say. Because tonight, the Colt 45s, well, they just didn't play a great game for two-thirds of this game. They fell behind 1-0. Brooks Dyer's homer off Zach Billingsley in the first, but they got that run right back. And it really looked like Portland was the team that was going to kick it away tonight. A big error in a couple of errors in their first inning helped the Colt 45s score a run. And then Colt 45s took a lead in the second, but this was kind of a sign of things to come. They had a leadoff double by Machuca and nearly failed to bring him home. With two outs, they wound up getting him in on an error by their shortstop. And so that was the one good thing. An error and a wild pitch helped get that second run in. But the game really broke open in the fourth when the Stars scored six times. Colt 45s made two errors in that inning, led directly to it. Six times on just three hits. They batted around, sent 11 to the plate. And Zach Billingsley really got tired that inning. He walked a guy, gave up a single, hit a batter. Then a couple of errors just opened the floodgates. And they never really recovered from that inning. They did get one back in the bottom of the fourth, but it wasn't of their doing. A two-out single, a couple of wild pitches, and then a throwing error by their catcher. But, frankly, Colt 45s couldn't come up with a big hit again. And in the fifth inning, the Stars got a couple more. Again, one big hit, but there was a walk and
a hit batter, so it just was an ugly, ugly fourth and fifth frame. They didn't score in the sixth or seventh, but they did get a run in the eighth and a home run by Mark, by the kid with the longest name on the team, and Nick Marcantanos, and it was a no-doubter. And the Colt 45s got one run back in the bottom of that inning, and it was the best story of the night was Peyton Edwards returning to the lineup in the fifth inning as DH, and despite missing all those games with that knee injury, he had an infield hit in the fifth, and then hit a home run, his second of the season, in the eighth. But that was really it. Colt 45s lose it by an 11-4 final, 11 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for the visitors, 7 men left on base for Portland. 4 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors. 8 men left on base for the Colt 45s. They've got to erase this one from their memory and see if maybe tomorrow Eamon Velarde can give them another strong start and bring them back. But they're going to need those bats and those gloves to return to form to be able to do it. The first pitch tomorrow is set for 7:15. Broadcast begins at 7 o'clock. If you're coming to the ballpark, gates open at 6:30. You're on a Saturday night. Well, that should do it. Colt 45s drop back to 18-17 on the season. The Stars improved to 15-12. Tomorrow, broadcast, as mentioned, will begin at 7 o'clock. Well, the good news about baseball is you can't win them all, but if you're lucky, you get to try again tomorrow, and that is precisely what the Colt 45s will do. So for now, I'm Brent Weber saying so long from Tiger Field.
Let me ask you, is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez the 2019 Martin Luther King? She thinks she is. Go ahead. Tell me why that's true. I have a funny feeling you don't share that point of view, and neither do I. 888-630-9625 is what the squad and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, what they stand for. Is that representative of what the civil rights era was all about? My name's Chris Stegall, in for Chris Plant today. I would love for you to weigh in on this, since they have appointed themselves this pivotal, important historic figures, these important figures in history. You concur? I think we all understand what civil rights was, what that fight was about. I wasn't alive at that time, but many of you might have been. So let's go to Virginia and talk to Jeff about it first. Hey, Jeff, it's Chris Stegall and for Mr. Plant today. How are you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Chris? Yes, sir. I can. Can you hear me?
Hello?
We've had some phone trouble this week. Jeff, can you hear me, my friend?
Chris, yeah, am I getting through?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay. So quickly, I think that I adapt my discussion a little bit to your current program, but the concept of character is so apropos. The issue that I have is, and I have an anecdote that I'd like to share, is that the transparency of people's character is really where we have a weakness in the current way that we visualize our politics and maybe our own lives. It's apropos that the moon landing and Chappaquiddick are occurring in this proximity, that anniversary. And there's a bumper sticker that I recall from the 70s that I think tells kind of an interesting story. People can't necessarily walk back, and they should own their actions. And the anecdote was that I have good news and bad news, and the bad news is that Jane Fonda wants to return to Hanoi, but the good news is that Ted Kennedy's offered to drive her to the airport. And I think that when we talk about whether it's Ilhan Omar or it's Donald Trump or it's Alexandria Cortez, I think the issue is that their personal character and their personal history, and I think you know, that deserves them to, they really should own their history and their experience, and they should be upfront about it. People should, in my view, people have the ability to remedy mistakes that they make to some degree.
Yeah, I got to run, and I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm not entirely sure I follow. I got about halfway there, but Jeff, I appreciate the phone call nonetheless, and I hope to hear from you at 888-639-625.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
60.
If you are not prepared to come to that table and to represent that voice, don't come. Because we don't need any more brown faces that don't want to be a brown voice. We don't need black faces that don't want to be a black voice. We don't need Muslims that don't want to be a Muslim voice. We don't need queers that don't want to be a queer voice. Come on, speak it.
That's, according to AOC, that's Martin Luther King, 2019. Look, I'm just going off of what AOC, one of the members of the squad, said last night. They're the new civil rights. She's picking up where Martin Luther King left off. That's what you just heard. That's Ayanna Pressley, one of the squad. She's from Massachusetts, a congresswoman, speaking in Philadelphia last weekend at the Netroots convention. That clip should be played a lot. Because if this is the new Martin Luther King, it is quite a divergence from I Have a Dream, and where content of character is more important than color of skin. What Ms. Presley just said on that stage is you got to be black enough, brown enough, Muslim enough, queer enough first. And if you're not, don't bother coming to the House of Representatives. Market shift if this is the new civil rights era. And further, I ask, if this is the new civil rights fight of our time, for whom are they fighting? For whose civil rights exactly? Do you hear them talking a lot about black Americans in this country? And what's being done for black Americans in this country? Because I sure don't. You know what I hear? I hear them advocating for importing a whole lot of third world folks with no grasp of the English language, with no means or resources to care for themselves, who have no requirement or expectation that they'll assimilate whatsoever or cleave to the ideals that make this country unique. In fact, I would just submit they want to destroy the whole notion of a sovereign national border. And so I ask, particularly I've been asking throughout the Chris Plant Show, and by the way, my name is Chris Stigall, in for Mr. Plant today, one more day. I would just ask my black American friends, is that what civil rights looks like in 2019 to you? Because I think you have the understanding of the historical importance of what civil rights meant in this country. Is what they're doing at the border, is that equivalent? I sure don't think so. But, you know, look, I happen to be a white guy, and so I'm told, according to them, I have no say in this other than, I guess, by racist existence. So I'll defer to you, specifically if you are a black American. I'd just love to know, is this the new civil rights fight? Here's what I'll say. I don't believe, and I'll grant you, I don't spend a ton of time talking to huge groups of black folks. I've not polled this. But I don't believe black Americans in this country listen to the squad and say to themselves, you know, I'm fully on board what those women want to do. Bring in millions and millions and millions of people who break in here illegally and just kind of let them loose. Turn them loose on the country with no expectation of assimilation, with no expectation of caring for themselves, taxpayer-funded health insurance, among other things. I don't think that's a white issue. I think that's a legal American issue for all of us. And I don't see why black Americans feel any differently about it than white Americans or legal Hispanic or legal Nicaraguan or legal Swedish Americans. I think legal American citizens in this country stand united as one and look at what these women advocate for open borders and taxpayer-supported illegal immigration. I think legal Americans look at that and say, no, we don't like it. What they're claiming is that this is today's new civil rights era. I think it's a pretty bold statement. How about you? 888-630-9625. To the phones we go. It's Billy in Southern Maryland. Billy, I'm glad you called. Welcome to the Chris Plant Show. My name's Chris Stigall, filling in today. Hi. And Billy dropped. I am having a terrible, terrible time with the phones. I'll tell you one thing. The phones, not something I'm going to miss. I'm happy to leave those to Chris Plant next week. Let's try. I might start a fund. Can I start a GoFundMe for phones? How about Wayne in the district? Wayne is in our nation's capital. Welcome to the Chris Plant Show. Hi, Wayne.
Hello. How you doing?
Doing well, my man. What's on your mind?
Okay. When I first heard that, actually, I laughed because for them to try to connect the civil rights movement and what Martin Luther King did to what they're doing is crazy. But see, I think that she's like a rebel without a cause. And trying to tap into the civil rights movement is trying to tap into a cause that she can get a platform with. But I think what she just did was ran a lot of black voters to Trump. Because a lot of black people, like me, I'm 60 years old. I was a child doing all of that. I was raised up in the 60s. So to me, he just alienated a lot of black people by insulting us and saying that what they're doing and what they're saying, the civil rights movement was a non-peaceful movement, unlike Antifa. The civil rights movement wasn't full of insults to the president. You know, Martin Luther King went to the White House, unlike now people saying, I don't want to go to the White House. So there's so many differences in that. And it really offended me that she would tap into that and try to make people think that they're like at that level. And Martin Luther King was a Baptist minister. Okay, these people forget all of this kind of stuff. He was a pastor first. You know, so I just think it's kind of really insulting to sum it all up that she would go there. And I think in the Democrat Party, somebody's going to realize. And I'm waiting to see what the Black Caucus say. The John Lewis's and all these people, the Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons, should say something. If they don't say anything, then we really know where they stand. So
do you think, hey Wayne?
Than it is.
Yeah, Wayne, that's an interesting point. Do you think John Lewis? You know, now that's a guy who literally was physically involved in the civil rights era, marching across the Pettus Bridge. And he's called an icon of that era. Do you think he has a responsibility to step up and take the civil rights era language back and say, easy, lady, I don't know where you get off calling what you're doing the civil rights era, but it's not close. Do you think he should step in?
He should. Anybody that calls himself a national black leader and connect themselves to the civil rights movement at all, at that level, should be talking today and to be clarifying what the civil rights movement was. It wasn't just a loudmouth movement. And it was a lot of white people involved in it, and it was a lot of Jewish people involved in it. The Freedom Riders and all kinds of people. That was an American movement.
And so, Wayne, how about, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but while we're on this, just because I'm curious, how do you view the discussion about detainees at the border, people coming across the border illegally and being detained? She would submit that those people are struggling the same way black folks in America did pre-civil rights. You say what?
No, they haven't. We've been here since, black people have been here since the colonies. We were here before it was the United States. So the people coming across the border are crashing the border. And so their situation is so different because you can't claim civil rights from another country. I can't go to Argentina and say, you're violating my civil rights.
You know, Wayne,
it doesn't make any sense.
A smart man. You're a good man. And I can tell you're a Chris Plant listener. I am so grateful for your phone call today, buddy. Thank you very, very much for your perspective. 888-630-9625 is the number. How about Mel in Saratoga Springs, New York? Mel, I'm glad you called. My name's Chris Stigall, in for Mr. Plant today. Hi.
Yes, good morning, Chris. Blacks like myself who worked all our lives and was a Democrat at one point, but once I realized that they're allowing these illegals to come across the border and make themselves at home, where they take people people of my ethnicity and keep them on the plant on the Democrat plantation, and which is inner city. But, you know, I've got more and more friends of mine who are black, and they feel the same way as I do. And we're all getting the heck away from that Democrat Party. And, you know, the Democrats see that they need people to replace us who are leaving because, we're leaving the growth. I mean, the numbers have got to be.
Mel, if I may interrupt, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is interesting just because it's anecdotal. I mean, it's your group. It's who you know. I don't know how many people you're talking about, but you said something interesting. As it specifically relates to the idea of illegal immigrants coming across the border and these women in the squad, AOC saying that this is the civil rights fight of our time, you say you and other black friends or family or associates have discussed this. You do not share that point of view that illegal aliens at the border are the same as blacks in the country pre-civil rights.
Oh, no, they're not. I mean, they're invading the country. We came here, against our will, but we had to assimilate. Not that we were forced to, but we knew that was the only way for us to get by and get ahead. And those who have common sense like myself, other than those who are dependent, dependent on the Democrat Party, because that's all they want is black folks to be dependent upon them. Here's a little of this, here's a little of that. And when it comes time to vote, you make sure you know who to pull the lever for. You know, otherwise, but no, myself, I've worked, and everybody that I know, I've got guys who work, like, say, who exercise race on the racetrack, okay, for black. And they were diehard Democrats. But they see what's going on now, and these guys, they worked hard to make earn a living. And I saw a friend who just come up from Kentucky. He has a race meeting on right now. And his opinion upon the Democrat Party is totally opposite of what it was as it was years ago.
See, this is fascinating. And Mel, I'm going to wrap on you here, and I thank you very, very much for the call and the perspective. I had a feeling. I have no basis for it. It's just a gut. I think I've gotten good at feeling kind of a gut feeling about what's going on out there, and if Mel's any indication, and Wayne before Mel is any indication, I think there is something happening in this country where legal citizens of all colors and religions and genders and sexualities, legal citizens are going, wait a minute, we're legal American citizens, and that matters, and that means something, and our jobs and our wages and our sovereignty, that means something. And you're telling me that your fight for illegal people who are breaking into the country is on par with what we've gone through historically in the civil rights era to give and bestow properly and appropriately the hard-fought rights for blacks in this country, that's on par? I don't think that's selling. Jay's in Woodbridge, Virginia. Jay, I don't know about you. Is that selling out there? Two callers so far of color have told me it's not.
How you doing, sir?
Hello, buddy.
African-American, 55 years old. My problem with the movement, that movement, is that everybody wants to jump on my back to advance themselves. You know, you want to say you're illegal and somehow I'm connected to that. I'm not connected to that as a black man. I'm totally disconnected from it. I'm disconnected from your theology. I'm disconnected for the reason why you want to use me to advance your cause. And the biggest problem is that not everybody, but liberals seem to want to speak for black people. They want to tell you how bad you hurt when I'm not hurting at all. You know what I mean?
So, Jay, on that point, then, I'll ask you what I've asked the previous two callers. When you hear an illegal alien at the border being detained is struggling for the same rights blacks historically struggled for in the civil rights era in this country, what do you say to that?
I say blacks have fought in every war that America has ever had. We are citizens just like whites are. No different. We are citizens. But you cannot cross that border and claim to be a citizen and act as if you are coming on some banner like I came. It's totally different. It's not the same. You are illegal. If you're not here, illegally, then you don't belong here. And so, I have a son that's 21 years old, and I have grandkids. I'm looking out for them. And if you're letting people in illegally, then they're going to struggle. So, no, we got enough going on in America with blacks and whites, and I think it's a good relationship, no matter what people try to put on TV. All my friends we work together, and we have no problems. And when you bring in the illegals, it just makes a big mess. That's my take on it.
Jay, I don't thank you so much for articulating that point. That's another beautifully articulated point that I hadn't thought of, but I think you're right. I think this thing that's going on with the American left, the Democrat Party, this lust to tear the border down, tear ICE down, tear border security down, and just let the free flow of illegal aliens come pouring into this country. You know what I think it's doing? As divided as everyone says we are, and as racially charged as everybody says we are, I actually think Americans are really very, very united on the idea of our border meaning something. And I think Americans, legal Americans who work hard, and particularly, which was the theme of yesterday's Chris Plant show while I was here, those who have immigrated from other countries and paid the money and gone through the years of hard work to become legal citizens of this country, they even maybe more than those of us who are native-born Americans, black or white or otherwise. I think legal immigrants are even more passionate than maybe we are, those that have been born and raised here all our lives in the United States, more passionate about defending our borders and our national sovereignty. So maybe, just maybe, this fight that Donald Trump has launched at the border with the squad, AOC says her fight, their fight for illegals is the Martin Luther King civil rights movement of our time. No, that's not it. However, what they stand for may very well be one of the most unifying forces in this country, and that is unified, but against them, ironically. 888-630-9625 is the telephone number. My name's Chris Stigall in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Technology Truth, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truth.
Truth. Teenagers can communicate entirely in emojis.
How was the birthday party? Pizza slice, kitten, soccer ball, pineapple?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
What are you talking about? Paperclip, shoulder shrug, high five, wizard hat? What?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too.
President Trump is right. Watch Newsmax TV and bypass the big media. On Newsmax, you'll get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and many more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel, now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, this just in moments ago, I found out this will be fun coming up in hour three of the Chris Plant Show today. Hopefully you'll be able to hear it live here, or go find it if you can't. It kind of depends on, I know in different places Chris's show airs perhaps at different times, but want to let you know in the third hour of today's Chris Plant Show, Cherie Murray will be our guest at the top of the third hour today. She is the woman you might have heard a lot about over the last couple of days. She's officially launched her candidacy to take on AOC in New York's 14th congressional district. Impressive lady. She is a United States citizen, but originally hails from Jamaica, and she is a mother, and she has a very interesting story to tell. I actually did a profile interview with her on my podcast that you can hear back in early July, July 4th. I actually put it up at chrisstigall.com, C-H-R-I-S-S-T-I-G-A-L-L, if you want to hear a little bit more about her background. But now we'll talk about her going forward. So anyway, she's our guest coming up on the Chris Plant Show today in hour number three. Let me get back to the phones because they are a-poppin'. In Charlestown, West Virginia, it's Suzanne waiting patiently. Suzanne, thanks for your call to the Chris Plant Show.
I wanted to address something that I've seen happening over the last 10, 20 years. The black people used to be able to get into the trades. They could be house painters, you know, tile people. And lately, all the trades have been taken over by Spanish-speaking people. And even if you could get onto one of the crews, you couldn't speak Spanish, so you would not be able to work with them. And I don't think that's right, because that was one of the few avenues that black people could pursue where they could make good money and get ahead in the world. And now it's being taken over by people from other countries. And it's just not right, and I just thought I would mention that.
Well, Suzanne, it's you know, it's an interesting. You're bringing in a lot of folks who would take, I guess, what you might call entry level jobs, and certainly a lot of manual labor jobs, which are in demand right now. Yeah, that's a big deal. I mean, look, unemployment in this country is at record lows for particularly the black community, and an influx of a lot of illegal folks just soaking up the jobs out there, that's not good news. You're right, for folks who are looking for an entry-level opportunity.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.